The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come visit Delhalla Lake.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's week 10 of the 2017 football season. The 5-3 Clay County Bulldogs are re-energized after their bye week and fall break. Coach Bates and his squad have made the 38-mile journey around Delhalla Lake to Byrdstown, Tennessee, home of the 2-6 Pickett County Bobcats. The Dogs are owners of a 3-1 Region 4A record, and they firmly sit in second place behind the mighty Gordonsville Tigers. However, before they get to next week's regular season finale with the Tigers, the black and gold must go toe-to-toe for four quarters here in Byrdstown with the bothersome Bobcats. We're excited that you've joined us here tonight as we prepare for the 17th meeting of the Bulldogs and the Bobcats.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV, phone, and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football featuring producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV, phone, and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football and the Horizon Sports Network.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Vaught. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County coach Matt Bates, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Delhalle Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalle Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallelake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. We're thrilled to have everyone with us here tonight for our ninth broadcast of Bulldog Football on the Horizon Sports Network. For the fourth time this season, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, bringing you the play-by-play action tonight. As usual, I'm accompanied this evening by our network producer, Rob Edwards, and our analyst and statistician, Thomas Lever. Guys, a beautiful night here in Byrdstown.
Certainly is, Daniel. As always, happy to be here. You guys again. We're in a different position than what we normally are, for sure.
Slightly are. Coach, before we get to the where we're sitting, that off week was pretty nice last week, but I was kind of lost at week 10 with no place to go. I don't know about you guys, but it was kind of weird to be off on a Friday night.
I kind of missed you two a little.
Oh, me. So it feels good to be back alongside you and Daniel on a football Friday night, but I'll have to say, this may be the coolest one we've done yet. To be sitting here on top of this Stories automotive truck, getting ready to call this game between Clay County and Pig County, it's got to take the cake. I mean, and we can't thank Vern Story enough for setting us up with this portable press box, Daniel.
Well, you know, that's right, Thomas. It is quite unique. Ladies and gentlemen, what we've done is here at Byrdstown at Pickett County High School, we're sitting on the infield of what is the baseball field. Obviously, they play football and outfield, and there's not a good vantage point here to see the game from. So we brought in a moving truck, as you say, from Stories Automotive, and we're up on top of this truck on the baseball infield getting ready to call a football game.
Guys, I've attended hundreds of sporting events in my life, and I've watched thousands on television, and I can tell you this is the most unique broadcasting position that I've ever witnessed. Either way, I would dare say that nobody at ESPN would have the nerve to be on top of this truck right now with us.
Well, you know, none of us are very small guys, Coach, so we might be testing this thing's limits being up on top of here.
We're approaching a ton, I would imagine.
Could be. Besides Vern, I also need to thank former Bulldog player and current Bulldog supporter, you guys know him, Lee Bowles. I had the pleasure of sitting around a fire last weekend with him and several other alumni. We were kind of reliving the glory days, you know, on that off week.
Naturally.
And I mentioned to him, I said, hey, we need to come up with something to be able to get high enough to call a game up there at Byrdstown this week. And, you know, Lee looked at me. He said, huh. He said, let me see what I can do. And here we are. So
Lee came through for us. Good guy.
That's right. Lee made it happen for us. It couldn't have worked out any better. So shout out to Lee. And we want to encourage our listeners to go buy Stories here in Byrdstown for all their automotive needs. Or give them a call at 931-864-6271. And when you do, give old Vern a pat on the back for setting us up with this truck in order for us to broadcast this Bobcat Bulldog Clash. While I'm handing out compliments, guys, I better mention you two or your feelings will be hurt. So better put that in there. And once again, the amazing support of our sponsors. We had a dozen jump on board right off the bat and picked up several more title sponsors along the way.
They're the ones making this happen tonight, Daniel.
They are. We could talk a long time about it. We won't, but the support's been great. We hope that they're enjoying this as much as we are.
And after tonight, you know, we know we got two more games, but it's really hard to believe we're closing in on the first, on the end of the first season of Horizon Sports Network, something we have never pulled off without our sponsors and the two of you. As we've said before, these live stream broadcasts are simply an extension of our long-running Del Hollow Horizon weekly newspaper. Pair the two together, and we're giving the dogs coverage like they've never seen before. So we want to encourage those listening to follow up tonight's broadcast with a copy of next week's paper for full details from tonight's game, photos, and much more. For those that failed to see the last couple of editions, here's what you miss as Daniel and I get into the Horizon Weekly Recap. A summary of what was in print about the Dawgs' big win over Sail Creek 2 weeks ago and last week's story about the huge opportunity they still have in front of them. Clay County got their groove back after dropping two in a row with a 42-12 domination of the Panthers to improve to 5-3 on the season, heading into this crucial final two-game stretch where they control their own destiny. I'm sure we'll get into it more when Coach Edwards does his How They Fared segment, but since the Dawgs were off the week prior and there was no game to report, this week's paper outlined it, and it's pretty simple, Daniel. If Clay County knocks off Piggott County tonight, they'll hold Scoresville next week for what will serve as a Region 4A championship game. The Dawgs got to get past the Bobcats first tonight, but what an opportunity they've got in front of them to still have a shot at winning the conference and hosting a playoff game.
It is a great opportunity, especially for these seniors. Quite honestly, their high school careers had, up to this point, had not been what they would have liked, and to have a chance like so many alumni before them to go into a late season game with the Gordonsville Tigers with potentially a region championship on the line is an amazing thing, and I think these young men are going to take care of business tonight and put us in that situation.
Sounds good to me. Getting back to that Sail Creek game, Daniel, Coach Bates described the win as one his team needed to pick them up after what he called a rough couple of weeks. He said it was good confidence builder, and it had to be, Daniel, because the scoring summary taken from last week's article will show it was definitely a team effort with multiple guys getting in the end zone. Just a good night for the black and gold all around.
It certainly was. They played well. We're going to recap that right now. We'll take a look at the summary that was taken from the article you wrote, Thomas, in the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. Here's the scoring summary. After an opening Sail Creek 14-play drive that stalled at the Bulldog 13, Jared Markham set the tone for the night. On the Bulldogs' first offensive play from scrimmage, Markham took a Jake Ashok handoff and raced down the home sideline untouched for an 87-yard score. A failed two-point conversion left the Dawgs with a 6-0 lead. Sail Creek answered with a four-play scoring drive of their own, capped off by a 14-yard touchdown run. The Panthers were turned away on the conversion attempt, and the score was knotted at 6. After each team swapped punts, Clay County took possession at the Panther 43, and again Markham found pay dirt on the drive's first play, giving him his second touchdown and 130 yards on his first two carries. Another failed conversion put the Dawgs up 12-6 at the end of the first quarter. The Bulldogs struck again early in the second quarter on a 7-play drive as Ashok found Hayden Cherry in the end zone. Then Markham added a 2-point run, making the score 20-6. Ashok continued the onslaught on the next drive, which consisted of two plays. The first, a big gainer of 36 yards to Will Ogletree out of the backfield, and then an 18-yard touchdown pass to B.J. Emerton. A failed 2-point conversion made the score 26-6. The Dawgs had one more first-half possession after Clark Donaldson blocked a Sail Creek punt. It was capped off by a 7-yard touchdown run by Will Ogletree. Ashok found Cherry for the 2-point, and the halftime score was 34-6. The third quarter was scoreless for both teams. The Dawgs scored early in the fourth when Ashok found a receiver for his third passing touchdown of the night. The receiver he found was Matt Jacoby, who flew down the visiting sideline with a 56-yard receiving touchdown. Ashok found Markham on the 2-point for a 42-6 lead. As the subs were in for the Bulldogs and the clock was ticking down, the Panthers recovered a Bulldog fumble at the 3-yard line. They scored on the last play of the contest to give the game a final score of Bulldogs 42, Panthers 12.
You know, Daniel, those scoring plays accounting for quite a bit of the Dogs' impressive 423 yards of total offense against Sale Creek, including 25 rushes for 260 yards and three touchdowns you talked about. And Ashlock had another huge night. He went 9 for 12 for 163 yards and three touchdowns, just like you said.
Very impressive. I started a game or two at quarterback. Thomas, I know you started the whole season at quarterback. I think it's safe to say that neither of us in our time as a sophomore had the statistical night that Jake Ashlock did several times this year, but especially the other night.
There's no doubt, Daniel. At that age, you know, you're still kind of running scared. I mean, I'm not afraid to admit it. Played the whole season there myself my sophomore year. Didn't do anything like Jake Ashlock's doing number-wise. So it's really impressive.
Yeah.
Markham was the leading rusher. Had six carries, Daniel. Yeah, I said six. For 160 yards. The two touchdowns you talked about with the big plays. Also had the two-point conversion. While Will Ogletree had six carries for 21 yards and a touchdown. Jacoby, seven carries for 49 yards. Ashlock, four carries for 30 yards. And junior Clark Donaldson had two for zero. And that was made up the remainder on the ground. Cherry had four catches for 27 yards, his touchdown, and the two-point conversion. While Emerson had two for 41 yards and a touchdown. Jacoby, his big one for 53 yards. Markham had one catch for 3 yards, which is a two-point conversion. And Will Ogletree had one out of the backfield for 36 yards to round out the receiving list. So a lot of people, Ashlock got the ball in a lot of people's hands.
He did. Good job by Coach Bates there, calling those plays to create different opportunities for different guys.
The Bulldog defense did allow the Panthers a total of 277 yards, 48 passing. And, you know, they gave up quite a bit on the run, 229 and the two touchdowns. But Clay County was led defensively by senior Dylan Maxfield again. He's been tearing it up this year. He had another impressive outing with 19 tackles. What a senior season he's having.
Dylan, you know, he recorded 20 tackles a few weeks ago against Joe Burns, 19 as you mentioned there. Obviously, his historic game against Jackson County to start the year off, where it's reported that he had 29 tackles. Dylan is setting the tone. I hadn't looked at the numbers, Thomas, but I'm satisfied. Before this season's over, he's going to climb into the Horizon Sports Network top 10 list.
He'd have to be getting close already, Daniel. Had some others had a great night on the defensive side. We interviewed Eli Watson before that game in the locker room segment. He really showed up that night.
He responded.
He did. Had eight tackles. Another senior, James Short, had nine and a sack. And then you had Will Ogletree. He picked up nine stops playing in for the first time in his career. So did a good job there. Going down the list, Dawson had five. Senior Seth Ogletree, five. Cherry, four. Senior Seth Mackey, three. Freshman John Copeland, three. And freshman Dalton Gold, two. While sophomores Wyatt Burks, Emerton, Markham, sophomore Matt Mabry, junior Dakota McGee, senior Cole Pennington, and junior Zach Strong had one stop each. A lot of names there, Daniel.
Certainly so. I'd like to make mention, part of the reason that Dylan Maxfield is getting so many tackles is that these defensive linemen up front, we don't call their names a whole lot.
Mike Watson.
They're doing a great job of engaging those offensive linemen and keeping them from getting to the linebackers. So we mentioned Dylan a lot, but really the entire front five of the 50 defense that we've primarily been in this year has done a great job.
They have. We want to remind everybody that same information, excuse me, folks, along with pictures and more from tonight's game, will be in next week's newspaper out in the rack Tuesday and in the mail on Wednesday. We also want to ask everybody to listen, tell their friends and family to visit DaleHollowHorizon.com to hear a live broadcast and check out our archives link. Because I say this every week, once a game's called live, Daniel, it'll always be there. So right now, text them a link, give them a call, share it on Facebook, do whatever you do, help get the word out for us. We'll be right back with more of the David Benjamin TV, phone, and internet pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Piggott County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of pro hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dawgs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more. This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's USF or MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We're back on the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show. And now it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton. Coach Edwards, we'll turn to you as we do every week and let you guide us through this segment.
Thomas, Daniel, a lot to talk about since we had a couple of weeks off. I'm going to jump right into it here. Jackson County 4-4 now after a 14-31 loss to Watertown last week. Tonight, Jackson is at Gordonsville. Red Bull.
It should be. We know Gordonsville's strong. You know, Jackson, we caught them early and beat them, and that's all that matters, but I don't think they were hardly prepared for us. Coach Loftus has done a good job fighting back to that 500 record.
Red Bull and Springs, 3-4 after a 14-6 win over Republic. Red Bull is at Joe Burns tonight.
The Red Devils is going to get the Red Dogs, I think.
I'm pretty sure you're right about that, Daniel. Republic is 0-8. They play their final game of the season tonight at Monterey, so I imagine they'll be 0-9 on the season, but I think they have shown improvement as the year went along. Mount Juliet Christian moved to 6-2 after a 58-20 win over Ezel Harding last week. Tonight they're at Grace Baptist in Chattanooga.
Strong team are the Saints.
Monterey moved to 4-4 after a 67-12 victory over these Pickett County Bobcats that we play tonight. Monterey has Republic tonight, like I said earlier. East Robertson, 3-5 after a 13-20 loss to Westmoreland. They play White House Heritage tonight.
That East Robertson team, I'm still impressed with them. Cameron Swift, that quarterback, they're 3-5. That's a real good 3-5 football team.
It really is.
Westmoreland's no slouch either.
No.
I watched the Hawkeye take them on here 1 week. They're a pretty good team. So, you know, they've been beaten by some good teams, but they've been right there in those games too.
East Rob could win that.
Joe Burns, 6-2. After a 14-21 loss at Gordonsville, which was a big showdown, they host Red Bull and Springs tonight. Sail Creek fell to 1-7, losing 13-22 to Zion Christian. They play Wartburg tonight. These Pickett County Bobcats that we're here with tonight, they are 2-6 after losing to Monterey 67-12 last week. And finally, Gordonsville is 5-3. They defeated Joe Burns 21-14 last week. Like we said, they're hosting Jackson County tonight.
And that Joe Burns-Gordonsville matchup, it was a heck of a game. Tuned in a time or two, caught a little bit of it on a radio call. And I think it got a little chippy at the end. And you know, that game was kind of... Everything was on the line there, too.
Well, probably in the eyes of the Gordonsville Tigers, that was the region championship game. Obviously, as we mentioned, and we'll mention again, if we win here tonight, we'll be playing in the region championship game next week. But I'd say the Tigers are overlooking us. That was a huge game for them.
Well, I hope they are.
overall, the Bulldogs' opponents are 34-45 on the season. Let's turn and talk a little bit, guys, about the region standings. Gordonsville sits at number one at 5-0. Clay is in second at 3-1. Joe Burns at 2-2. Monterey 2-2. Red Bull and Springs 2-2. Pickett County 1-3. Republic 0-5. Now Clay, after tonight, we hope Clay is 4-1 and put ourselves in a position to play Gordonsville next week for the region championship. We expect Joe Burns to win out.
We do.
Expect them to beat Red Bull and Springs and Pickett both, which would put them at 4-2 also. And we expect Monterey to win out. They still have Republic and Red Bull and Springs on their schedule, and that would put them at 4-2, which would mean a three-way tie for second if Clay fails to beat Gordonsville. So while we're on that topic, how are you guys are more familiar with how these ties are worked out for the playoff system in the CWSAA. If you want to elaborate a little.
Well, Daniel looked it up, I guess, a couple of days ago, and when he alerted me, I'll be honest with you, I forgot about Monterey in my story in the paper. You know, I forgot it'd be a three-way tie. Daniel told me that, and he looked it up, and basically it starts with the head-to-head.
It does. Well, you know, well, first of all, let's mention it. If we win tonight, if we beat the Tigers, we're outright region champs, number one in the region. We'll play at John Peoples Field against number four seed from region three. However, if we do end up in a three-way tie, as you mentioned, Thomas, the first predictor is head-to-head. Well, we beat Monterey. Monterey beat Joe Burns. Joe Burns beat us. That doesn't break any tie. So you move to the next level, and that is overall victories. If Joe Burns wins out, as we predict, they will finish 8-2 with the best record of us, Monterey, and them. That would put them strongly in second place, and then we would reset that tiebreaker between us and Monterey for third place. And we did beat the Wildcats head-to-head, so we would finish third, they would finish fourth.
So it's a two-step process, basically. You take the first three-way tie,
yep.
You break it. Once it's broke, you consider it a two-way tie,
yep.
For the next level. So that's why it goes back to head-to-head.
Determine second place, then determine third place.
Well, either way, we don't want to have to worry about that. We want to beat Pickett County tonight. We want to roll over Gordonsville next week. There's no doubt then, Coach.
Right. If we win out, I mean, it's set. So, as they say in sports, it's our destiny's in our own hands here.
We control our own destiny, yeah.
That's what I was trying to say, Dana. I couldn't get it straightened out there. South Pitt beat Whitwell a couple of weeks ago, which they're going to finish first in that opposite region. Whitwell's going to finish second. And then third right now looks like Copper Basin and Lookout Valley. So the Bulldogs went out. They'll host either Copper Basin or Lookout Valley.
Winnable games. Those are winnable games.
They are winnable games.
We're hitting the road.
It's a road.
Yeah. It's the solid team. We'll worry about that when they get there.
It's two places we don't want to go.
Right.
Absolutely. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. Folks, hang with us. We're about 32 minutes away from kickoff, and we'll be back on the Horizon Sports Network.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. the owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. It's time for a By the Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. The Bulldogs and Bobcats have a little bit more history than most people realize. Tonight marks the 17th time that the teams have met. A lot of folks think we've only played them in the 2000s. That's not true.
Well, I kind of messed up there, and you'll see that on the inside of the locker room, Daniel. I thought we'd never been beaten. You'll tell us more about that here in just a second.
We will. The Dogs do hold a 15-1 record against their feline foes. The Cats' only victory came all the way back in 1951. The Bulldogs are currently riding a 12-game win streak over Pickett County. The black and gold scoring has ranged from a high of 56 points in 2011 to a low of 14 points in both 1950 and 1951. The Bobcats' highest point total was 27 in their 1951 win, and they've been shut out by the Dogs six times, 1950, 69, 03, 11, 13, and 14. Clay County's biggest win margin was 56 points in their 56-0 win in 2011. The Bobcats won by a margin of 13 in their 27-14 victory in 1951. Historically, the Dogs have scored a total of 584 points in this series, for an average of 37 points a game, while they've allowed the Cats 118 total points, an average of 7 a contest. Several Bulldogs have achieved individual milestones against Pickett County. First of all, we have as a passing leader, Seth Mackey, with 233 yards against the Bobcats in 2015. Receiving leader, White Mabry, 134 yards in that same game in 2015 against Pickett County. Receiving touchdown leaders, Corey Barlow with 2 in 2003. Tackle leaders, Matt Fraga had 13 against them in 2013. Interception leaders, we have 2. Alex McLaren and Chris Nagy both have 2 interceptions in a single game against the Bobcats. McLaren in 2012, Nagy in 2011. Longest kickoff return touchdown against the Bobcats was in 2012 when Alex McLaren went 80 yards for the score. That was up here in Byrdstown, as I recall. Longest punt return touchdown is owned by J.R. Fraga with a 62-yarder in 2013. Now, there was a huge game in 2003 where Clay County did have, Clay County is the first year we were Clay County High School. they did win that game big. I don't have all the stats from it, or I'm sure I would call off some names like Chase Stevens, probably even Kyle Whitlow against the Bobcats. Now, that does conclude the Bulldog and Bobcat portion of our history segment. So, at this time, we're going to unveil the Black and Gold's all-time sack leaders. Remember, if you've missed any prior By the Bulldog History segments, you can easily access them in the Game Archives link below the Horizon Sports Network Live Player on www.dalehollowhorizon.com. Without any further delay, Thomas, let's go ahead and get to the list of our all-time sack leaders.
Well, this is going to be a fun list. A lot of different names. You know, we've been through the offensive side. We've been through some linebackers, some just awesome tacklers, that kind of stuff. This is some different names, and it's going to be kind of refreshing to hear those. We're going to start with sack leaders per game. These are the best games sack-wise that anybody from Salina High School or Clay County High School has ever had. And we've got a multitude. I haven't even counted them. I apologize.
Over 10.
I've got a multitude tied for fifth on this list.
and they've all got three sacks in one game, which is a huge gain.
Yeah, it don't sound like much. It's kind of like block shots in basketball.
Sure.
A small number sometimes is a big deal.
Right. So instead of saying 3-3-3, they've all got three. We'll list their name. We'll tell the school and the year they did it in. We'll start at the bottom here. I think it's alphabetical order on these. We start with the W's. Tom White versus Baxter back in 1982. Troy Watson versus Good Pasture in 1987. Joel Watson versus South Pittsburgh back in 1983. John Roberts, a guy you played with, and I think we'll hear a little bit more about him as we go, against DeKalb County in 1996. Johnny Rich against Gordonsville in 1985. That's a name that may come up a few times as we move forward, Daniel.
It certainly may.
Gary Plumley, Stick Plumley, against David Lipscomb, 1976. Joseph Melton, 2005, versus Monterey. Jimmy Mack, Jimmy McBride, had three versus Gordonsville in 1978. David Henson, mentioned his name a whole lot throughout this season, versus Jackson County, had three in 74. Brian Hossel against Monterey in 1984. Matthew Boone against Gordonsville in 1991. And Matt Adams, a long-distance listener contest winner.
He was.
Already this year, a great football player also. He's our last, tied for fifth with three sacks in a single game, and he did it in 97 versus Monterey.
That was Matt's senior year. He was a fierce defensive player, as many of these guys are. You know, when it comes to my mind, we talk about these defensive linemen. Most of them are. Some of them linebackers kind of renegades on that side of the ball. Probably why they were so deep in the backfield on the quarterback, just good, aggressive players. So we've got four guys here, single game sack leaders, tied for first. This is four sacks in a single game. Tom White, you mentioned him earlier with three in the game. Well, he had four against Westmoreland in 1982. Todd Upton, not a name we mentioned a lot, but he was an all-state defensive linebacker in his time in the early 80s. Todd had four against Baxter in 1984.
Heck of a player, current school board member.
Current school board member, just a genuinely good guy. Had a real good night against Baxter in 84. Tim McLaren, retired educator here in the county, outstanding man, also good apparently on defense in his time. He had four sacks against Baxter in 1973. And then there we have at the top of the list, as you mentioned, Thomas, we're in reverse alphabetical order by last name. David Henson is tied with those other three with four against Monterey in 1974. Impressive nights for all of those guys. So let's go ahead and jump on into the season stuff.
All right, sack leaders in a season, the best seasons ever for sacks. Again, we've got a lot of guys tied, and that's because, you know, big numbers of sacks just aren't out there. So if you reach a certain number, there's going to be a lot of people there with you because you just don't go beyond it sometimes. So these all have six sacks in a season. Again, doesn't sound like a whole lot. That's still a great season if you look, and, you know, that's one – you know, one every two games or maybe more. So we're looking
at one of these guys played in a time when it was a more run-based game, too.
Right.
Not as many opportunities for that sack.
So we'll start there. They're all tied for 10th. And some of these I notice you have an asterisk by, which means it's incomplete. They may have more. So we'll go from there. Curtis Stone, 1996. Johnny Rich, again, might hear more about him later in 1986. The same year, Carl Ledbetter had six in that in the same season. And just to jump out of context here again, you know, we got into the tacklers, all-time leading tacklers. My friend Stephen Arms, I was talking to him about Kenny Garrett and about Stevie Key and how great they
were. Our top two leaders.
He talked about Carl Ledbetter as being right up there with him, you know, if he'd have gotten that same opportunity and kept playing. So Carl Ledbetter, it's good to see his name here. He was just one of those massive guys that, honestly, you didn't want to meet in a dark alley.
Right, and he's one. He did come through with Stephen Arms and Narhead Hamilton and Bobby Tupi Kerr. I think they were the only three seniors on that squad because Carl didn't play that year. He would have been that fourth guy.
Moving on with six, these are all tied for 10th. Rodney Langford, 1996. Jeff Korth in 1982. Wayne Cox the same year in 1982. John Briggs, a name I don't think we've mentioned yet, a great player back in his time and tight end and other areas. In 1991, had six sacks. Matthew Boone, he makes the first list. He's on this one, too, six in 1990. And Eddie Barlow, back in 1985, had six sacks in one season.
Moving on from that, we've got three gentlemen who are tied at seventh with seven sacks in a season. First of all, Tom White in 1982 had seven. Troy Watson also had seven in 1987. And Joel Watson with seven sacks in 1983. We'll take you right on up the list here to number one. Tied for fourth, three more individuals. John Roberts, his senior year, had eight sacks in 1996. Joseph Melton, one of our newer names on here, he had eight sacks in 2005. And Aaron Brown, he only played one season for the Dogs his senior year in 2007, but he recorded eight sacks, and actually he sat out several games with a hamstring injury. And he is the son of Dickie Brown, who was the head coach at the time. Two gentlemen tied for second with nine sacks in the season, Johnny Rich in 1985 and David Hansen with nine in 1974. And here's another new name, Thomas, sitting atop the all-time season sack leader list. From 2003 is Nathan Strong, uncle of current Bulldog Zach Strong. Nathan had 12 back in 2003. Nathan's one of those guys, some of those stats are missing from his time in school. Very good defensive player. Right now they're fixing to play the national anthem here in Byrdstown. We're going to pause and go to a break and stand up and honor the flag.
You're listening to the David Benjamin TV, phone, and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football featuring producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of Direct TV, Dish Network, Usenet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV, phone, and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football and the Horizon Sports Network.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Still to come, a game time weather report and a final word before kickoff. Stay with us as we get ready for Bulldog football here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tired of running around trying to find everything you need for a project or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Back-to-school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our seven local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop, T-insert number C-0026.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We're back here, folks. We just came out of a break for the national anthem, a beautiful rendition of that. We got time, do you think, to go with our all-time leaders, Daniel, or you think we ought to maybe postpone that to next week?
I think we need to put off our sack leaders in a career until next week, and we'll return to that quickly before the Gordonsville game. We'll have a lot of Gordonsville history, but we'll just do this one segment next week. So
sounds good.
This has been, before the break anyway, was a Bite of Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
I think we're going to go right into our Inside the Locker Room segment here, and we'll go with it.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go Inside the Locker Room with head football coach Matt Bates. Brought to you by Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Pickett County, where the 5-3 Dogs will take on the 2-6 Bobcats. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Matt Bates and senior running back Matt Jacoby for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Guys, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks for coming back. I missed you last week.
Yeah. I didn't really know what to do with an off week.
It was weird feeling, wasn't it?
Right.
I didn't know anything going on. I didn't know what day of the week it was or anything.
Matt, good to have you here,
Thank
too.
Thank you for having me.
Coach, after a tough couple of weeks, you and your team have had two good ones. You know, you had to blow out of Sail Creek, and then you went into the bye.
It was a good feeling. It was a good feeling to erase the last couple of losses we had. They were tough on everybody, definitely myself and the kids and the coaches. And then to play as well as we did against Sail Creek was a good send-off in the fall break. Gave the kids some time away, got everybody away, just kind of recharge their batteries for a good run we're fixing to go into.
And, Matt, it came at a pretty good time, didn't it, the bye week?
Yeah, the two losses really, really brought our confidence down. But with the win with Sail Creek, really brought it back up. And then the bye week just helped us a lot.
Got a little break.
Yeah.
Feel rejuvenated. Good deal. We're going to need that feeling tonight as we head to Pickett County. And you had some fun the week before that. You talked about the Sail Creek game. But, Matt, talk about what that did for your confidence and for this team moving forward.
It really boosted up to know that we might have a chance to win a game. And it really helped.
Well, again, moving into the Pickett County game tonight, we'll get into that in a minute. But there's a lot on the line with these last two games. Coach, you got a lot of people in the end zone that night. You know, Jared Markup got back to his old ways, breaking the two long ones. Will Ogletree banged one in. And Jake Ashlock, who's really put together a nice sophomore season, not only found Hayden Cherry and B.J. Emerton, but also this guy.
Yeah. You know, just Jake's spreading the love around. He's not just looking at B.J. or not just looking at Will. He's had games where he locks in on a couple guys. He's spreading it out and Matt over here has been the recipient of that a couple of different times now, and you know he's moved him from receiver to wing back, but then we still use his hands in the passing game, so it's kind of a nice combination for him to be able to do that.
And on that play, I think it covered, it was over 50 yards, I can't remember what it was.
52, 53.
But, you know, the guy was right there, had good coverage, and Matt, you really turned the Jets on.
I really thought I was going to get caught from behind.
You thought you were? Well, I can tell you, you put about 10 yards
there
between.
Was nobody near you.
No, there wasn't.
He rolled.
So you showed that speed. It was really impressive. And you talked about it, Coach. I've been really impressed, Matt, with, you know, you played receiver your entire career until this season. And then you made that transition to running back and played it well. you really brought that spark all year long. We've talked about it on the broadcast, talked about it with Coach, but kind of a good change up. Have you been able to accomplish that?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, it's been a weird transition from receiver to running back, always catching the ball and running out routes and then holding the ball and being the main responsibility for it. It was different, but...
Well, you've showed some talent at that. I mean, like I say, it's your first season doing it, and, you know, a lot of running the ball is instinct, and to me, you bring that. So you think that was just something you had inside you and it just came out this year?
I mean, yeah, I've never really had a chance at being running back. I've just always been a receiver, but I like it.
And you touched on it, Coach, but talk about this guy. You called him your changeup back.
Yeah, he's the kid that, you know, Markham and Seth and Clark are more your pound-it-out type backs. And you know, Jared's got the ability to run away from you, but he's more going to pound it, and then break it. This guy here is an edge player. You're getting him on the edge now. And it's just kind of a sweet change of pace. Everybody's tired. They're getting lulled into the pound, and next thing you know, you're on the edge, and he's gone. Once he gets even with you, you're toast.
Well, he showed that a time or two. Yeah. And tonight, I assume we're going to need him to do that and the rest of the guys to give us a repeat performance from the Sale Creek game and start this final two-game stretch the right way.
Exactly.
With a win over the Bobcats.
Big win. Big win tonight is what we need. Build some more confidence and set up a big game next week.
Well, that was my next question. If we do that, it's going to set up, you can only call it a showdown with Gordonsville for all the marbles.
For all the marbles, you know, I think it's an exciting matchup. One, because it's an old matchup between Salina and then Clay County High School over the years. And this one, it means a lot. We win tomorrow night. We set up a region championship game with Gordonsville. You know, we would be 5-1. They would be 6-0 in the region. Winner take all. We win. We're first. We lose. We're third. We win. They're second. A lot to play for.
Matt, it's got to feel good as a senior to know you guys still have that shot. You know, Gordonsville always a big game, just like you said, Coach. But we talked about the region championship, but maybe even more than being able to win the region championship, you got a shot at making history. If you win that game, you get to host the first ever playoff game on John Teeples Field.
Yeah, it feels good to know that my last couple of years in high school haven't been that great. And then Coach Bates came in, and it really boosted it up. And then next game against Gordonsville, if we beat Pickett County, it'd be a real good confidence booster. Yeah.
Set up a big one. Of course, the first step towards that is getting past the Bobcats tonight, Coach. How do you keep your team focused on tonight? I'm not looking forward to that potential Region 4A championship game, because let's face it, we've never lost to Pickett County. This is a game we're supposed to win.
Well, we've never lost to Mount Juliet Christian either.
That's true.
But how do we keep them focused? We really haven't stressed a lot about Pickett County this week. We didn't do it against Sale Creek either. We stressed us. How do we have to get better to go where we want to go? And that's what we did. We stressed that a lot. We set some team goals as far as what we want to accomplish on offense and defense, and that's kind of our mindset right now.
Matt, what's the word in the locker room? I mean, are you guys ready to get this thing
done? Yeah,
we're
ready to do this, because we know we have a very important game next week, and if we do this, we'd be a real great confidence booster for us.
Coach, every week, what's our chances of winning tonight and setting up that big matchup next week?
Our chances are we come out, we're focused. We do what we're supposed to do. We take care of business. We'll be fine. We just got to block and tackle well. We got to create turnovers. I challenged the last few days to create turnovers. We do that, we're fine. We'll set up what we need for next week.
Well, we're looking forward to it tonight. We'll be in, of course, in Byrdstown tonight. Guys, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight. Folks, the Dogs host Gordonsville and Salina next Friday night. That's when we'll be back here with Coach Bates to preview the matchup with the Tigers. And hopefully, the region title will be on the line. We'll see you guys then.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with head football coach Matt Bates, brought to you by Ridgetop Farm, proud supporter of Clay County football.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network in that interview, and it's time for the Homer improvement keys to the game. Well, we asked Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, what's the overall key to success here tonight in Byrdstown?
Well, I said it last time Clay County was getting ready for kickoff, and I'll say it again, Daniel. I think this game's all about the Bulldogs, just like Coach Bates said in the interview. They know what tonight means. So all they have to do is go out and play. Stay focused on the task at hand, and they'll roll into next week with it all on the line. I think this one's going to be fun for Bulldog Nation. We're going to see some big plays on both sides of the ball and a lot of smiles on that Clay County sideline.
Sounds like a good forecast to me. What about offensively?
Well, after struggling mightily a few games in a row, the Dogs rolled against Sell Creek. They got a half dozen guys in the end zone, like we said earlier, and smashed the 400-yard mark, I'm pretty sure, for the first time this season.
Highest total of the season, yeah.
So I think we see a repeat of that performance tonight. Markham, the Ogletrees, Jacoby, some of the receivers, and maybe even Clark Donaldson across the stripe tonight in this one. They're going to pile up the yards, make it back-to-back, high-scoring games, and roll, Daniel.
Well, offense is covered. What about defense?
Well, we've got the Bobcats out-physicaled across the board, in my opinion. So all we have to do is play within ourselves and not give up that big play. Because they sling it around the field a little bit. You know, they run the spread. They're capable of scoring some points. They've showed that. It may be in trash time. You know, they put up a few against Gordonsville. They've scored some points this season. So I think that's where Bates is talking about creating turnovers. I think that's where it comes in. I'm going there again, Daniel. Donaldson, or one of those guys back there, Markham, Seth Ogletree, B.J. Emberton, they're going to not get one, but multiple picks tonight and turn this thing into a blowout like it should be. And who knows, we may see a pick six from one of them. So with the offense clicking on all cylinders and a defensive score to boot, the Dogs get it done and in convincing fashion to set up what we've all been waiting for, a shot at that region title and a home playoff game.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Now we'll turn our eyes to the skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently preparing kickoff here is 63. I'm glad for that, folks. 63 degrees. At halftime, it should be 59 degrees, and around the end of the game, 57 degrees. Humidity is fairly high at 65%. However, no precipitation is falling today, and there's not a chance of any throughout this contest. There's little to no wind to speak of tonight here in Byrdstown, as the winds are calm. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Now we'll wrap up our pregame show, our David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show, with the Treehouse Treasures pregame parting gift. A final word for our listeners before kickoff. Coach, you always start us off. Let's have it.
Hi, Daniel. My parting gift is simple. Focus on the Bobcats, not the Tigers tonight, if you're Clay County. You can't look ahead. You can't take anything for granted. I mean, that's been the talk. That's the talk inside the locker room, and that's been the talk among us, as a matter of fact.
Right.
The showdown next week. We got to take care of this week first, so Dogs stay focused. We'll be in good shape tonight.
Thomas?
Well, I agree with Coach on that one, but I think it goes back to what Coach Bates says. We're going to create some turnovers tonight. That's my gift. The Dogs get a couple turnovers, maybe a pick six, get a defensive score, and blow this thing open. That's my parting gift, Daniel.
My parting gift is, I've said it several times, I'm like a broken record, and that is focus.
Right,
it goes back to Coach Edwards here, where he was talking about next week's game. That's probably as big a distractor as any kind of homecoming festivity or anything else. Don't look ahead, because I've coached in several games against these Bobcats, and yes, we did win all those contests. However, I had to fight tooth and nail at times to get through the Bobcats. They're not a team to overlook. Head coach O.B. Cole does a great job. So focus, once again, is my pregame parting gift. So this pregame parting gift has been brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football.
with producer Rob Edwards and host Daniel Strome and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come visit Del Hollow Lake.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We're here at Piggy County High School getting set for Week 10 football action. It's the 5-3 Clay County Bulldogs look to solidify a winning season for the first time since 2008 with their sixth win here tonight. And we are set to about to see kickoff. Piggy County's the home team. They're wearing black jerseys with black pants. They have gold numerals outlined in white, and they have black helmets. Clay County, the visiting team tonight, they have on white jerseys with white pants, black numerals outlined in gold, and they have black helmets. Jared Markham, the dangerous return man, is deep to receive for the Bulldogs. They won the opening toss and elected to receive. Coach Bates wanting the ball and to get things rolling first here at Pickett County tonight.
You know, Daniel, that's one thing we haven't seen all season. Why not tonight? Let them kick it to Markham, take it to the house. It's about time for a special team score, a kickoff return. Don't think we've had a punt return this season either.
We've not. The only special teams action as far as scoring you might speak of was when Jacoby blocked a punt earlier in the year against whoever that was, maybe Monterey, and Clark Donaldson scooped it and went to the end zone. I guess technically special teams, but hopefully Markham can hear as the ball is kicked off. It'll be fielded by number 21, B.J. Yermington, to start. However, B.J. doesn't field it, lets it roll out of bounds. So Clay County should take over possession at the 35-yard line at their own end of the field to begin. Clay County is going to be driving from right to left from our vantage point here atop the moving truck that we have had loaned us by Stories Automotive here in Byrdstown. Very thankful for that. We're on the infield of the baseball field up here at Pete County High School. And,
great view up here, Daniel.
It is.
We're getting a few crazy looks, as Coach Edwards said just a minute ago. Who was spying us out there, Coach?
Well, there's been several folks just kind of turn around and have a little grin. I think they're just waiting, you know, for something to collapse or one of us to get excited and fall off the backside of this thing.
Clay County takes over first and 10, double wing Seth. Ball's handed off to Seth Ogletree, right to Jacoby, actually. As he runs, he's going to pick up first down yardage. Ball was snapped at the Bulldog 35, and forward progress is going to be blowed dead eventually, but only after Jacoby moved the ball all the way up to the Bulldog 47-yard line.
First and 10, Clay County.
We'll go ahead and call that the 48-yard line. So that was a pickup on the play of 13 for Jacoby, and it's first and 10, Clay County. Double wing set, as we've been in most of the year. Everton split to the left. Markham in motion, left right. Ball's given to him around right side. He cuts it up inside, tries to make room, but will be brought down after a short gain. He does cross the 50-yard line, and the ball is now spotted on the Bobcat portion of the field at what we're going to call the 49-yard line. So a pickup of three on the play for Markham to set up second and seven. We'll bring the starting offense to you here. Offensive line, left or right, Zach Strong, Eli Watson, Joseph Short, Alex Combs, Dylan Maxfield. Tight end, Hayden Cherry, receiver, B.J. Emerton, fullback,
Will Ogletree, running backs Jared Markham and Matt Jacoby, quarterback Jake Ashlock. Second and seven, ball snapped. Ashlock's targeting receiver. It's Hayden Cherry, and he's caught the ball. Going to have the first down, but he's going to be brought down right around that first down mark. The ball will now be spotted at the Bobcat 41-yard line. First and 10, Clay County. So moving the sticks early here in this game, Thomas.
They really are moving quickly, too, as you can tell by your cadence. The nice run by Jacoby, the 13-yarder to get things started. Markham got banged it up in there to set up second and short, and then this is a nice out route by Hayden Cherry, and Ashlock found him quick.
He certainly did, and here we are, first and 10. Ashlock under center, ball snap, back to the fullback Ogletree, looking to pass now, thrown to Cherry, where it's going to fall incomplete. Second 10, Clay County. Ashlock had Cherry in the left flat. It was a rollout play. And
just same play. Just the first one to the far sideline. That one's to the near. Cherry just dropped it.
Those starting lineups on the offensive side of the ball were brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, Andrew's there offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Bulldogs slow down the action here a little bit now and then complete pass. As the clock doesn't run, it's a scoreless game. There's 10 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter of play. Ashlock under center. Ball sits at the 41. It's snapped. Toss sweep to the left to Seth Ogletree. Evades one defender and fights hard, staying up. And he will be spotted across the 40-yard line. We're going to call the spot of that ball the Bobcat 39. Pickup of two, I guess it was, on the play for Seth Ogletree to set up third and eight.
I think that's the first time we've seen that Seth Ogletree out of the backfield in quite some time, Daniel. They got some penetration, kind of got around his legs early, but he made something out of nothing.
Ashlock under center, third and eight, double wing set. Gabe Henson in at wing back. He was in motion, but the ball was given off once again to Seth Ogletree, and he'll be brought down at the 35-yard line to set up fourth and short for Clay County. Definitely four down territory here for Coach Bates and his offense. Ball sets at the Bobcat 35.
No hesitation.
Fourth and four, fourth and long three.
No hesitation for Bates here. In this type of game, you just got to keep moving the ball.
Certainly so. Clay County will go forward on fourth down, fourth and four. Ashlock under center. Ball sets at the Bobcat 35. Ball snapped. Ashlock hooks the pass. Ball thrown. It is intercepted. He was targeting Cherry, but the ball's intercepted by Caudill for the Bobcats, and he still has not been brought down as he's running around the field trying to return the ball. And the ball's now spotted at the Bobcat 36-yard line, where Clay County will take over. So the fourth down pass attempt is intercepted. Not a huge loss on the play.
It's not. I mean, but we're in fourth and short. Actually, I guess you're in no man's land on fourth and four. I mean, you know, we're picking up a couple yards at a time with Ogletree. Went to the air, kind of a flood route to this near sideline. Ashlock just kind of threw that one up for grabs, just to be honest with you. They had good coverage, good play by the Bobcats. Let's see what this Bulldog defense can do to slow them down here.
Bobcats take over. First and 10, three wideouts to the left. Ball thrown, but it's going to be intercepted by Jared Markham, and he's going to have a pick six, ladies and gentlemen, as he comes up the right sideline and runs into the end zone. A good ball by Caudill, the Pickett County quarterback, that bounced off the chest of the intended receiver, and Markham caught the ball on the deflection in there and returned it for a touchdown. So, touchdown Jared Markham, touchdown Clay County, touchdown Bulldogs with 8 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. Clay County leads 6-0.
Well, it came early, Daniel. I talked about maybe getting a defensive score. I didn't expect for it to happen this early in the game. I don't think the Pickett County receiver saw that ball or something. It was on that far sideline. I couldn't quite pick it out. But just a great play by Markham. He broke on the ball, and you're not catching him.
Gabe Henson home for the extra point. Mackey to hold. Snap, set, kick. It appears to be no good, the official signal.
With
8:40 left in the first quarter, Clay County leads 6-0 here at Pickett County High School. You're listening to Bulldog Football live on the Horizon Sports Network. This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's US Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want.
Go AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We return here to Piggy County High School, where Clay County has an early lead of 6-0 over the Bobcats. Gabe Henson, back healthy, resumes his kicking duties after the bye week last week. The Bulldogs, it's been 15 days since the Bulldogs took the field against Sail Creek, so a nice break for these guys. Henson, the junior, prepared now to kick off. He approaches the ball, lays his foot to it, and it's a pretty deep kick, taken at the 25-yard line by Bobcat. He's going to be corralled up by the Bulldogs and taken down at the 30-yard line, where Piggott County will take over to start this drive.
First and 10, Piggott County at the 30-yard line.
He did fumble that ball, guys, but he was able to get back on it there. Number 20, I'm not sure who that was.
Did you see anything on that far sideline on that Markham interception, Coach? I'll be honest with you, I lost the ball on that. I just saw Markham going the other way.
Well, I think it just deflected off the receiver, the intended receiver.
Okay.
Yeah, it just bounced up in the air, and Markham ran under it and took it on the house, as you predicted in the pregame show.
Well, I was wanting to return the opening kickoff, but here we go.
Here's the Bobcats come, first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Ball snap, call goes off to number 34. Try to bring that name to you in a little bit. I do have a roster, but it's on my phone, taken with a picture. Let me pull that up, and I'll start to jot some names down. That ball carrier was Parker Gore, a sophomore, a talented player for the Bobcats. Started as a freshman last year. Gore picked up 1 yard on the play, so second 9 for the Bobcats. Ball rests at their own 31-yard line. Bobcats like to run a lot of one-back sets. Sometimes they'll go two-back, but they stay in the shotgun primarily to do it. Right now it's a one-back set, two wideouts right, two wideouts left. Cottle, the quarterback, he's a senior. Bobcats have several older skill players. Cottle looks to pass, he's flushed out of the pocket, does release the ball, but it'll go out of bounds. A flag, however, was thrown early on, almost pre-snap. Illegal shift by the Bobcats. After this penalty is accepted, it'll set up second and 14 for Pickett County. The ball did rest at the Bobcat 31. After it's moved back, it should rest at the 26.
You know, going back to that Markham touchdown that gives us our 6-0 score here with about 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. He scored a lot of different ways this year, Daniel. I know we have one game he ran for one, threw for one, and caught one. You can add another way to that for this season. Pick six.
Markham, a very diverse player. Lucky to have him. Luckily, he's a junior. He'll be coming back next year. Here the Bobcats come. Empty set. 3 wideouts left. 2 wideouts right. Call to the quarterback. Calls for the snap. He's flushed out and rolls to the left. Has room. Call possesses pretty good speed. Throws the football, and it is caught. That is number 83 for the Bobcats. Get this roster straight. Now that's Austin Connor, the junior. So it sets up 3rd and short for the Bobcats. The ball rests at the Bobcat 37-yard line. 3rd and what we'll call 4 for Piggott County. Cottle, Evan Cottle, the senior quarterback. Very good football player, not to be overlooked.
He pretty showed his elusiveness on that play, getting out of the pocket.
Cottle in the gun, 3 wideouts right, 2 wideouts left. Clay County defense jumps off sides. Number 65, Cole Pennington, was tricked by Cottle's hard count. Piggott County's going to pick up a 1st down without having to run a play here. Thomas, that's been something that the defensive front for the Bulldogs has had trouble with all year.
They have, and it's not necessarily hurt them much. I can recall a couple plays where they've given up a 1st down on a penalty. But I think they're just antsy tonight, ready to get this thing going and make a big stop there. The penalty gave them the 1st down.
Ball snapped, and the Bobcat 41. Cottle gets off again to
Parker Gore, and he'll be brought down after a short gain. Not sure who was in on the tackle for the Bulldogs, but I wouldn't be surprised if number 50, Dylan Maxfield, wasn't far from it.
I heard helmets are cracking right there, and Maxfield came up off the pile first. He's getting that tackle.
Ball sets at the Bobcat 46-yard line. We're at 2nd and 6. Following the gun, 3 wideouts right, 2 wideouts left. Motion from left to right. Now 4 wideouts right. Ball snapped, targeting Gore in the flat. Gore catches the football. He's across the 50, now the 45, 40-yard line, 35-30, 25-20, down to the 15 or so, where he's going to be corralled out of bounds finally by Maxfield, accompanied by Alex Combs and Jared Markham. Gore, the sophomore, catching the pass from Cottle, the senior, and the biggest play of the game from either team from scrimmage offensively comes early for the Bobcats.
Pretty sure Gore came out of the backfield just a simple out route. He got it to him quick. He showed some speed getting up the sideline there, and then just not much tackling from our defensive backfield there. We're going to have to get hyped up a little bit here. It feels like football. It's kind of cool out here, but not much of an atmosphere with excitement coming from the Bulldog defense.
Ball rest is the Bulldog 15. 5 minutes and 53 seconds remain here. Clay County leads 6-0. Collin on the shotgun, calls for the snap. He's under pressure, throws quickly. Ball's caught by number 14. That's Mark Smith, a sophomore for the Bobcats. And that ball will get down now to around the 10-yard line. It is difficult to see here at Piggy County High School, even though we do have a good vantage point. The ball does said we're going to call it the 8-yard line here on the Horizon Sports Network. Ball was snapped to the 15. It looks like it's 2nd and around 4. Call it in the gun. Ball snap goes over his head. It's on the ground. Gore's going to scoop it up and go to his left, or he'll be cut off by several Bulldog defenders, and he's taken down for a huge loss on the play all the way back at the 30-yard line. So almost 20 yards lost on that play for the Bobcats, who were threatening to score, but just a horrible negative play for Piggy County there.
Well, and a big play for Clay County. I mean, this place is dead quiet as the Bobcats were sitting to go in for the score. Not something we're used to. We're just lucky that they hurt themselves there, Dan.
Ball sits at the Bulldog 27-yard line. It's now 3rd down and over 20 to go for the Bobcats. Calling in the gun, 2 wideouts to the right, 3 wideouts to the left. He calls for the snap. He has it. He's looking to pass, as the Bobcats love to do. He calls and throws deep. It's a good-looking ball, but Markham going to intercept it for his 2nd interception of this game already in the first quarter. It'll be a touchback. He goes down in the end zone. Cottle threw a nice ball, but Markham was there. So Jared Markham, 2nd interception, where the 4-minute and 20-second mark of the first quarter.
You got a flag.
Clay County's going to take over.
Got a flag there in the secondary, Dan. I'm not sure what it is. The officials are meeting about it, though. Looks like it's about
there,
the 15-yard line.
Caldwell was scrambling in the backfield, not really having anybody open, just kind of put that one up for grabs, and Markham came down with it.
Holding being called, defensive holding being called against Clay County.
Holding against Clay
County. Not something that you see a whole lot.
Play the 3rd down.
Okay, so the turnover is negated. The fine play by Markham will not stand.
It was on the opposite side of the field, and the ball was thrown.
It was. It was away from the football. Had nothing to do with the play itself. Markham wasn't guilty of the infraction. However, now Pickett has it 3rd and a manageable 12 in 4-down territory. That ball rested. We're going to say the Bulldog 18-yard line. Cottle throws to the left flat for Gore, where he can't hang on to it. No, a Bulldog defender, Thomas, was hustling. I think it was John Copeland, thinking that it was a lateral ball, but it was not. It was a forward pass incomplete. 4th and 12 for Piggy County. Ball rested, the Bulldog 18. A timeout's called on the field. We're going to stay with you here on the Horizon Sports Network because I need to bring the starting defense that we've not done yet. So let's do that State Farm starting lineup defensively for the Dogs. Returning to the 50 defense tonight, the nose guard, Austin Goad, the freshman who's had a fine season. Dalton, I've got Austin on there. That's his brother. I apologize. That's twice I've said that. Thomas, I know you just really relished the opportunity to correct me on
well,
that.
Well, I was just thinking about it. Austin was at my house the other night, good friends with my son, and
and he had mentioned he had heard his name a time or two on the broadcast.
Okay. Well, Austin, a fine young man, however, he never played football for the Bulldogs. So that is nose guard Dalton Goat, defensive tackle Zach Strong and Eli Watson, defensive ends Will Ogletree and James Short, inside linebackers a freshman John Copeland and the senior Dylan Maxfield, also at cornerbacks Clark Donaldson and Jared Markham, and at safety Hayden Cherry and B.J. Emerton. This has been the State Farm starting defensive lineup brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. We return to action now. Coming out of that timeout, Pickett County has cooked something up. I'm sure their head coach, O.B. Connell, does a good job up here. Very creative. Let's see what happens. So,
I told you they're going to sling it all over the field, and that's what they've been doing.
Three wideouts left. Actually, four. No. Three wide outs left. Now Gore comes into the backfield. Ball snapped. Caller looking to pass on 4th and 12. He throws the ball, and it's going to be caught for a first down and more. That's going to be a touchdown now signal for Pickett County. Ball was caught by Levi Tolman, the senior. As I mentioned before, a lot of upperclassmen on this Bobcat squad. We're knotted up at 6 here at Pickett County High School with 4 minutes and 7 seconds remaining in the first quarter of play. Thomas, nice ball by Connell.
Great throw. I mean, he had kind of a skinny post, maybe a seam route. I'll be honest with you, I didn't see it from the line of scrimmage, the receiver releasing. But a laser. I mean, he put it in there on a rope. Touchdown, Pickett County.
Bobcats going for 2. 3 wide outs left. Long back, Gore to the right. Ball snap. Connell rolls to the right. Looking to pass. He throws. It's deflected. Almost caught by Bobcat, but it does fall to the ground incomplete. So, here on the Horizon Sports Network with 4:07 left in the first quarter, it's Clay County 6, Pickett County 6. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return here to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network. We've got a good one here at Pickett County High School. We're knotted up at 6 with the Bobcats, or the Bulldogs, with 4:07 left in the opening quarter of play. Clay County now set to receive the kick. Markham's deep to return, and it is going to get in his hands. He's going to have a chance. Picks the football up, heads up field, has some blocking, cut nice through the middle. He's all the way out now to the 40-yard line. He crosses the 40. He's up to the 45. Actually, I got wrong there. He's from the 35 to the 40. We have a good view here at Pickett County High School off the top of the Story Automotive moving truck that they've been gracious enough to loan to us to use for a makeshift broadcast booth. However, they don't have numbers painted on the field, so I had difficulty there.
You got a good view, just don't have much to look at, Daniel. It's hard to see.
That last Pickett County drive, quarterback Evan Cottle was 4 out of 5, finished off with a 20-yard touchdown pass to number 20, and I don't have his name here.
That number 20 for them is Levi Tolman, a senior. Now Ashlock goes under center, and ball snapped. It's going to be given off to Jacoby, where he'll move the ball. It was originally at the Bulldog 40-yard line, and now it's moved up to the Bulldog 45-yard line. So a pickup of 5 for Jacoby on the play to set up 2nd and 5. Clock does tick here at Pickett County High School, down now to 3 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the opening quarter, and the Dogs are knotted up at 6 with the Bobcats. 2nd and 5, Dogs are driving from right to left. From our vantage point, Ashlock goes under center, double wing set. Ogletree in now for Jacoby. He's in motion. He gets across the 40-yard line, 35. He's down to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and taken down with a horse collar around the Bobcat 5-yard line. Thought we was going to get to call Seth all the way into the end zone, but he was corralled down.
There's a flag on the play. I'm sure it's probably that horse collar.
Believe so. Face mask for horse collar one, but it's going to set up first and goal from very close now for Clay County. That ball was snapped to the Bulldog 45.
And you know, something Coach Bates was talking about in the story we did previewing this week in the newspaper was how he had kind of saved Seth Ogletree and Markham and rested them some for this two-game stretch. And you kind of see that now. That's, I think, about the third carry in a row for Seth Ogletree.
Here we are. After the penalty stepped off, the ball sets around the 2.5-yard line. So that was a run from the Bulldog 45 to the Bobcat 5 for Ogletree, a run of 50 yards. Ashlock under center now, first and goal from the 2.5-yard line. Double wing set, ball snap, given off to Will Ogletree, the fullback, where he'll be met in the backfield and taken down. May have picked up a little. I think the ball now is slotted on the 1-yard line. We'll call it a carry of one for Will Ogletree, and the Dogs have its second goal from the Bobcat 1. 2 minutes and 22 seconds remain here in the first quarter, and the clock does tick. Tied at 6 right now. Clay County looking to take a lead.
Well, you know, Pickett County has responded, but we are too, Daniel.
Ashlock under center, second goal, ball rest at the 1. Double wing set. Jacoby in motion. Now that's Seth Ogletree. Ball is given to him. He tries to get the corner, and he will for a Clay County touchdown. Touchdown, Seth Ogletree. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. So now the Dogs go back up with a minute and 55 seconds remaining with that Ogletree 1-yard touchdown run.
Flag in the end zone, Daniel. I don't know who it's on, but
we'll have to see.
Thrown about 3 yards deep in the end zone.
Current score is Clay County 12, Bobcat 6.
Seth Ogletree didn't have much to work with right there. The ball was sitting, I'm pretty sure, on the right hash. Got the corner, showed his speed, and just barely got it into the corner of the end zone, inside the pylon.
The flag
face
was
mask
face
was the penalty against the Bobcats. It'll be assessed on the kickoff for Clay County. So Clay County does lead 12-6. Gabe Henson now, the junior on for the extra point. Senior Seth Mackey to hold. Snap, set, kick, and it is no good. A bobbled snap. Mackey had trouble getting it on the tee, so that attempt fails. Current score with 1:56 left here in the first quarter of play. Clay County 12, Bobcats of Pickett County 6.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Fair a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here to Pickett County High School, where Clay County is taking a 12-6 lead over the Bobcats. A minute and 55 seconds remains in the first quarter of play, and Clay County is going to be kicking off this time from the Bobcat 45-yard line. Junior Gabe Henson may be able to get this one into the end zone for a touchback. 15-yard face mask penalty that happened on the touchdown run by Ogletree has been assessed on the kickoff.
All Ogletree that time, just a four-play drive, but the huge play, the 50-yarder to set up the 1-yard score. It's good to see Ogletree back. getting some touches, and he can show, he's already showed what he can do when he gets them.
Glad to see Seth back in the rotation. As you mentioned, Thomas, during the Inside the Locker Room interview, Coach Bates kind of said, kind of held him, rested him a little, let Jacoby and Donaldson get some more carries, and after being a little bit fumble-prone perhaps earlier in the year, nice to see Seth back in there hanging on to the football. Pickett County's going to take over possession of this football with a minute and 55 seconds remaining left here in the opening quarter play, and it is spotted at their 14-yard line. Bobcats take over at their own 14. Cottle, the senior quarterback, he's in the gun. Gore sets his left hip. Two wide outs right, two wide outs left. First and 10, motion from right to left, and it's an option play. Cottle pitches to Gore. He's trying to get the edge. He does turn the corner. However, Clay County has pretty good response to the ball and gets there before he can get too much. Taken down away from us, Pickett County driving from left to right. Have to see where they set the down marker at to determine how much you picked up.
Ended up being a nice game. We had a couple of missed tackles. Should have bottled him up for about a one-yard game. Looks like he picked up about five.
Five-yard pickup, Thomas, you're correct. Ball does set at the Bobcat 19-yard line. Second and five, Bobcats. Cottle in the gun. Three wide outs right, two wide outs left. Empty backfield. Ball snap, Collar looking to pass. He rolls to his left, steps up in the pocket, throws the football, and it's going to fall incomplete. Pretty good defense there by John Copeland, the freshman, defending Gore, who was being targeted by Collar.
Good coverage, but finally we got a little pressure on the quarterback that time. You know, he's had all day back there. He's created some time for himself with his scrambling ability, but he's kind of had all day back there to throw this ball around, making it hard on the defensive backfield of Clay County to cover these guys.
Minute and 4 seconds remaining. Third and five, Pickett County. Ball sets at the Bobcat 19-yard line. Collar in the gun. Three wideouts to the right, two wideouts left. Collar calls for the snap. He's looking to pass again. Ball's thrown. Incomplete. Fourth and five now for the Bobcats. Bobcats have not chewed up much time. They took over here with a minute 55, and they're going to be punting now with 50 seconds remaining.
Another good throw by tell me his name again.
Cottle.
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 Okay,
yeah.
I'll try to get
if
that
I'm not
right,
mistaken, he's the son of head coach O.B. Cottle. I'm not sure about that, but I think that may be accurate. Fourth down punt is kicked. A nice punt by the Bobcats. It's going to roll way on down and cross the 50-yard line. We'll have to wait to see where the official spots the football. He's still walking up. He crosses the 50 and is still heading up towards Bobcat into the field. So Clay County now will take over first and 10 at the Bobcat 45. 50 seconds remain here in opening quarter of play. Bulldogs lead 12-6, looking to tack on another score with the short field that's been presented to them off of that punt. Ashlock under center, double wing set, well over through the fullback. Markman motion left to right, fake toss sweep to him, and we're looking to pass. Ashlock rolls left, he targets Cherry, and he's got the football all the way down now. It's taken down at the 29-yard line, so big first down pickup by Cherry and Ashlock as they get together to move the ball from the 45 down to what we're going to call the 29-yard line. Pick up a 16 on the play for the Bulldogs. 34 seconds remain, and the clock ticks here in the first quarter. Hamilton split wide to the right. Ogletree the fullback, double wing set. Ashok under center, Jacoby in motion left or out. Ball's given to him. He's going to be hit and taken down in the backfield. Tackle for loss for the Bobcats. Ball was snapped at the Bobcat 29, and it is now going to be spotted. I'll have to see here. Finally, the huddle clears. We're going to call that the 32, also three on the play for Jacoby.
Buzzer sounds here at Piggy County High School, ending the first quarter of play. Clay County's going to have a second and 12 situation coming back from the break. They do lead 12-6 here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs. All powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. T-insert number C-0026.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
We return here for the start of the second quarter at Piggy County High School, where Clay County has the ball on the Bobcat 32-yard line. Ashok under center at second 12, ball snap. It's handed off to Jacoby. That may have been Markham. I saw a four. It is Jacoby. Little to no gain on the play, however. We'll call it a pickup of two, as the ball is now spotted at the 31. Actually, I want to retract that statement. Ball spotted at the 31-yard line. Pickup of one for Jacoby. Third and 11 for Clay County. This is probably four down territory. The ball does sit at the Bobcat 31-yard line. Everything goes out.
Going here.
Need a little energy. Ashaw goes under center. Double wing set. Mark him in motion from left to right. Fake to him. Targeting Emerton. We're throwing deep for him. He's going to catch that throw. Incomplete. Thought he was going to catch it. Ashaw had a nice ball. Emerton hit him there around the 5-yard line, but it did fall incomplete.
I believe that was Burks.
It was not B.J. Emerton. White Burks in on the attempted reception. White, a sure-handed receiver. Kind of surprises me that he drops that football.
He kind of had the guy beat a little bit. It was a little underthrown, so he had to come back to it just a little. Really the only excuse you can come up with, because it hit him right in the hand.
And White would like to have that one back, that's for sure. Clay County going to punt here. Joseph Jovan on the junior to punt for the Dogs. He's going to try to pin the Bobcats deep. He's done it several times earlier this year. He does intentionally put a little touch on that punt, and it's going to go down and be spotted at the Bobcat 18-yard line. So field position game being played by Coach Bates here, and it worked out. Piggy County takes over with 11 minutes and 4 seconds remaining here in the second quarter of play from their own 18-yard line.
As you said, there's no energy here. And honestly, we know it's hard to get hyped up for a game like this. We talked about the Dogs needing to stay focused when they come in. It's a cool night here. They're going to have to get something going, and it's got to start right here on defense.
First and 10, Bobcats calling in the gun, calls for the snap. He's looking to throw, nearly intercepted by Will Ogletree. Fine play by the sophomore, Will Ogletree. Ball does fall incomplete. Near interception. That would have been a pick six easily there. He'd Will been able to come up with that catch on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I think he knows that. As soon as it happened, he starts shaking that head. You know, he had a chance at that one. Again, a catchable ball. Just didn't make the play.
Piggy County now, second 10 after the incomplete pass. Collar in the gun. Gore sets at his right hip. Two wide outs to either side. Collar calls for the snap. He has it. Gives off to Gore, trying to run a draw play up the middle. But Dylan Maxfield, accompanying the other Bulldogs, is there to have no part of that.
Big Dalton Gold in on top of that, number 62. Good to see this Bulldog defense bow up a little, Daniel.
No yardage gained here by the Bobcats on their first two plays. Gore tackled on the draw play for no gain. Third and 10 still for the Bobcats. Clay County defense being pretty stiff right now. They gave up a lot of yardage on an earlier drive that the Bobcats scored on. Perhaps defensive coordinator Coach White has spoke to his team and tried to rally the troops, so to speak. Followed in the gun. Two wideouts right, three wideouts left. Motion now brings another wideout across to set up four to the left, but illegal shift, I believe, by the Bobcats. His whistle blew before Cottle could call for the snap. Have to wait for the signal. False start or illegal shift one against Bobcats. Ball will be now at the Bobcat 13-yard line.
Like several times, Vicki County kind of shot herself in the foot, so to speak. We saw it on the when they're on the 10-yard line, the bad snap, the penalties. So, you know, this team, like we said at the beginning, is capable. They're just still kind of learning how to play football.
Vicki County has always had several good athletes, just never hardly a complete team. They've always lacked a fair offensive line. That's not been disrespectful, just factual. Called one out on 3rd and 15. Gets the ball. He's looking to pass. It is thrown. Well defended by Clark Goss on the play, so the ball falls incomplete. Bringing up 4th and 15 for the Bobcats from their own 14-yard line.
You talked about before how they always have at least one really good football
sure.
player and one good athlete, and that's definitely Caldwell in the backfield.
Yes, Caldwell doing a fine job. Going the sophomore can be impressive at times as well. Go the punter for the Bobcats. He gets the kick off. However, penalty flags fly. We're going to have to reset this football and snap it again. Bobcats, I think, have been called for another illegal procedure on offense. False start, Pickett County, a 5-yard penalty. Going to back them on up. Should put the ball now around the 8-yard line, the Pickett County 8. To snap the ball, it's 4th and around 20. His goal will be back to punt again. Emerton back standing around the 50-yard line to retrieve the punt for the Bulldogs. Snaps off. Gore gets the kick away. It hits around the 40 and kind of just dies right there. Takes a bit of a Bobcat bounce, and they're going to down that football around the Bobcat 41-yard line. Fay County takes over again with a great opportunity here for a short field. 9 minutes and 34 seconds remain in the second quarter, and the Dogs do lead 12-6.
Well, let me energize this a little bit with a budget pest control scoreboard update, guys. Maybe that'll get us going.
And maybe it will. This is far from a football atmosphere so far.
Real quick, York 14, Livingston Academy 0 first quarter. Jackson County Gordonsville knotted at 0 in the second quarter. Republic 0, Monterey 20, also in the second quarter. We'll finish this up here in just a second.
Yes,
we'll get
sir.
Back with the snap of the ball.
First and 10, ball set to the Bobcat 41. Ashlock fakes to a wing back, looks to pass, targeting Everton. He's caught the ball on a deep post route. He's going to be taken down now, all the way down to the Bobcat 16-yard line. Fine play, traversed from the Bobcat 41 all the way down to the 16. Hard to do my math in my head on the go, but that's around a 25-yard pickup, I think.
Great throw by Ashlock. Emerson showed his athletic ability there. Kind of went up and got that one, caught it in the hands. Looked like a textbook way to catch the ball right there. Big play for the Bulldogs.
Ball does sit at the 16. I think we are safe to call that a 25-yard pickup, Thomas. First and 10, double wing set. Ashlock goes under center. Ball does sit at the Bobcat 16-yard line. Ashlock looking to pass again. However, penetration forces him out to the right of the pocket where he'll throw an interception. It's second of the night. And the return man is still on the move. He's going to be taken down, though. So Clay County throws an interception after the big first down hookup between Ashlock and Emerton. Ashlock looking to throw again. First time tonight we had a loose Bobcat in the backfield. The penetration forced Ashlock to roll out of the pocket, and under duress we threw an interception. Coach, you want to go back to the update there?
Yeah, Watertown 14, Smith County 0. That game also in the second quarter. Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control, 99 Termite.
Pickett County takes over now. The ball's going to be spotted at what we're going to call the Bobcat 25-yard line. Caudle for the first time tonight goes under center and has an eye backfield behind him. He hands off to the fullback. I'll try to bring who that player was to you here. Is that number 33, guys? Anybody see that number? The young man didn't turn his shoulders towards us. Kind of hard to see.
It will be second down.
It is a pickup of round 4, though, for the Bobcats.
I believe it was 33.
Spotted at the 29-yard line on the Bobcat end of the field.
Tell you what, Daniel, a decent run by Pickett County, but Bad play by the Bulldogs so far.
Call back in the gun. He hands off to Gore. Gore knifing up through the middle. He's going to be close to first down yardage. However, I think he stopped a little bit short. He's going to get up to the 31-yard line from the Bobcat into the field. Third down and fairly short for the Bobcats. I have to see where they set the down marker across the field. The Bobcats are driving from right to left. My vantage point here. Third and three for the Bobcats. The ball does rest at the Bobcat 31-yard line.
Like Hayden Cherry coming off to the sideline limping a little bit. The senior Seth Mackey going in to play that end position.
Called him in the gun. Two wideouts to the right. Called uses a hard snap. Dogs don't jump, though. Ball now is snapped, given off to the running back, and he will be met by Dylan Maxfield, along with a whole host of Bulldogs. I see James Short in there, John Copeland, Dalton Goh, just a who's who of Bulldog defenders in on that tackle to set up fourth down for the Bobcats. Ball now rests at the Bobcat 30-yard line. We'll call that a loss of one on the play. Higgin County looking to punt. 6 minutes and 50 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Clay County leads 12-6. Gore gets the punt off for the Bobcats. Emerton back deep to receive. Ball hits the ground, though, and takes a Bulldog bounce, where it's going to be down by Bobcat. Clay County will take over possession. However, they have a little bit of a longer field to drive than usual after that punt. They take over now at their own 41-yard line, where they'll be driving from left to right.
Need to do something with it here, Daniel. The two turnovers, we talked about it, trying to get turnovers. Well, we've got two of our own tonight, and that's the difference in this game right now. Without those, we're well on our way to that blowout win like we want. But Ashlock's kind of got to reel it in a little bit here. Be safe with the ball and put it in the end zone.
Ashlock goes under center, double wing set. He gives up his fullback, Will Ogletree. He's at the 50, across the 50 now, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, and he'll be taken down, and the ball spotted at the Bobcat 19-yard line. Huge run for sophomore Will Ogletree on that carry as he just completely flipped the field. The Dogs started that play at their own 41, and now they went all the way down to the Bobcat 19.
We think about Will kind of pounding it up the middle all year long. He did that and then broke it to the outside and showed some speed.
40-yard run for Ogletree on the play. Ashlock under center. Ball sits at the Bobcat 19. Bates gives Will Ogletree again. He's at the 5. Fumbles the football as he's on his way into the end zone. And it's going to be recovered by a Bulldog and a touchdown. We're going to say touchdown Will Ogletree. Touchdown Clay County. Touchdown Bulldogs. But it's actually recovered, I believe, by number 72, Joseph Short, the senior center who was down hustling, blocking 20 yards downfield for Ogletree. And let me retract that statement. That was not touchdown Ogletree. That's touchdown Joseph Short. Touchdown Clay County.
And he's happy about it, guys. He's happy.
A lineman the senior year, never has had points, recovers them all in the end zone. That's a lineman's dream. Very glad for Joseph to do that. Clay County now leads 18-6. With 6 minutes remaining here in the second quarter.
We talked about seeing some different people carrying the ball and making some big plays tonight. Will Ogletree did that. That was all Will Ogletree, got it down there. Made the mistake at the end. He just gave that one to Short. I mean, you can't beat that.
Two-point conversion attempt. Ashlock under center. Ball's handed off to Will Ogletree again. This time he hangs on to it. We'll give him credit for the two-point conversion as he does cross the plane with the football in hand. So after that conversion, we have a score. Clay County 20, Bobcat 6. 6 minutes remain here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
We return here to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network. And we just bore witness to Will Ogletree carrying the ball about 18 yards and then fumbling right at the goal line when senior Joseph Short, who plays center for the Dogs, recovered that fumble in the end zone for his first official touchdown of his high school career. The two-point conversion attempt by Ogletree was good, and Clay County leads 20-6.
I bet Coach Bates is excited for old Muzzy. He talks about him at times, and had to be huge for the senior to get in the end zone, just like you said.
Joseph, you know, as he's walking on the field, you could visibly see the excitement in his body there, and it's just he's an outstanding young man, and paid his dues, worked hard, has improved a lot as a football player, and real fitting for him to get that little bit of a treat that a lot of linemen never have the opportunity for. So,
been a little scary here early. It's good to see that. That's the type of game this ought to be. Getting some people in the end zone that haven't been there before. We're getting closer, 20-6, but I want to see more, Daniel.
6 minutes do remain here in the second quarter, so a lot of football to be played here in Byrdstown.
Tell you what I liked about that, guys. When Joseph came off to the sideline there, off the field, all his teammates were happy for him. They were all celebrating, patting him on the head, and happy for him. So that's good to see.
Bobcats take over. Ball's at the Bobcat 42. Cottle's in the gun. Cottle's going into motion. If given to him, then hand it off again. Oh, it's a fake reverse. Gore kept the ball, and he's around the right side. Crosses the 50-yard line. He'll pick up the first down and cross into Bulldog territory. They brought Gore's lined up at the slot receiver on the left side, brought him into motion, handed him the jet sweep. He had a good play fake to another receiver to appear to be a reverse. However, Gore kept the football. Gore, sophomore, pretty good running back. Now the ball is spotted in Bulldog territory at the 46-yard line.
You're talking about Cottle being a creative coach with his offensive play calling. That was one there. Almost had us fooled. Big play for the Bobcats.
It certainly was. 1st and 10, Piggott County. They're still fighting. They've got a lot of heart up here. I promise you, they will not go away in this ball game. Cottle now the quarterback. He's in the gun. 3 wide outs right, 2 wide outs left. Ball does, and we do now see the full intended play. We saw that same play, however, the reverse was handed off, and then he did a flea flicker back to Cottle, the quarterback, where he was sacked. Was that John Copeland back there?
You're not fooling Dalton Gold.
Dalton Gold, okay.
The freshman coming through with that penetration he brings. He just kind of stood there and waited on that play to develop. Never let up when he came through the line, took him down for the huge sack.
Huge loss on the play. Now the ball spotted back in Bobcat territory at the 39-yard line. About a 15-yard loss on the play for the Bobcats. A little bit too creative maybe out of their coaching staff on that one. Cottle in the shotgun. Empty set. Calls for the snap. Gets it. Rolls to the left. He's under pressure. Has to roll back to the right. Throws the ball downfield. And it'll fall incomplete.
Almost had him again, Daniel. Goes wreaking havoc here inside the Piggott County backfield.
Well, you know, we mentioned Gold, and we have several times. I've got his season totals here to this point. He has 17 solo tackles, 9 assists, 7 tackles for loss, along with 3 sacks, and yet his 4th on the season to play before that. So if he stays healthy, he's definitely going to show up on some of our sack leader list and maybe even all-time tackle list that we like to go over in by the Bulldog history segment. 3rd and forever for the Bobcats. 4 minutes and 40 seconds remain here, and the Bulldogs lead the Bobcats with a score of 20-6. Ball does set at the Bobcat 39-yard line. Collar in the shotgun, Gore to his right hip. 3 wide outs right, 1 left. Collar with the snap. He drops back, hooking the pass, rolls to the left, lets the ball fly, and it's going to be intercepted by Seth Ogletree. He's back up the right sideline, 35, 40, 45, 50, where he is leveled by Bobcat. Number 55, Bobcat, on the play. Let me get this roster pulled up. I apologize. I just have a digital copy tonight. Joseph Cross, a senior. It was a clean hit, ladies and gentlemen, but I tell you one thing. It was a violent hit, and Cross now appears to be hurt himself on the field. Seth Ogletree, guys, is Seth up on his feet?
Seth was up. He jumped up pretty quick. I don't see him right now, but he was up pretty quick. Guys, that interception is coming back. There was a late flag in the
return. Right, the interception.
No, the interception is not going to count. There was a roughing the passer penalty there in the backfield. I believe on
was it Eli Watson?
It was 62. I believe.
Let's go. Here we bragged on him, and big mistake by the freshman.
Well, he has made some mistakes throughout, you know, some of those jumping off sides, that kind of thing. He just plays with that reckless abandon. Let's go back to that play. You know, Seth Ogletree just playing center field back there, made a great play on the ball, showed his speed up there. But he got whacked right here on the sideline. I mean, a great hit.
We were very close to the hit, but I swear I think it was the hardest hit we've seen all year.
It was, and you heard it before you saw it, I think.
Well, I see him there now, guys. He has that trademark Seth Ogletree grin on his face, so I think he's okay.
Okay.
That's good. He's back in there.
After the penalty, Bobcats do still have possession. It was roughing the passer assessed against Dalton Goat. They're at the Bulldog 45 for first and 10. Kyle calls for the snap, three wide outs left. He targets one and throws complete to number 20 for the Bobcats. We've called that name before. It's Levi Thomas. I think that's going to be a late hit penalty assessed against Hayden Cherry. Unnecessary roughness, helmet-to-helmet contact. I don't know if Cherry will be a sideline warning now, also being thrown against Coach Bates.
Coach Bates was questioning that call. He's standing where he's supposed to be, I think. May have been just verbal warning what he said.
Cherry came in. It wasn't really late, but as soon as I saw it, I thought, well, that's a little questionable, especially after the violent hit we saw over the gate,
I believe.
Helmet-to-helmet contact. And protection for the young men that are playing the game is of the utmost importance, so that's understandable. So I like the aggression out of Hayden, though. Just needs to put his helmet in a different position.
Here's that energy you guys were wanting.
It's coming. That's right.
Ball sets at the Bulldog 30. Where the Bobcats now have it first and 10 after that penalty. Carlo gets the snap, hooks the pass. He releases the ball. It's high and wide, falls incomplete. Second and 10, ball still at the Bulldog 30. 3 minutes and 57 seconds remain. The last couple minutes of game time have went slow because of the incomplete passes and penalties.
They have. I believe that was another senior, 65. That Cole Pennington had the pressure there.
Correct.
Doing a good job. So we've got multiple people in the backfield getting some pressure on Carlo.
Clock does set at 3:57. It stopped with an incomplete pass. Pretty good crowd up here tonight in Byrdstown. We're doing a contest here, the Long Distance Listener Contest. We're going to talk to you about that after this play here on the Horizon Sports Network. Second and 10 for the Bobcats. Ball sets at the Bulldog 30. Calling in the gun. Penalty now being called against the Bobcats. Another illegal procedure penalty on their offense. A lot of movement by those offensive linemen. They're bringing Gore in motion from the slot receiver. I think maybe they see him come in motion and think it's time to go. I'm not sure, but those offensive linemen for the Bobcats are having trouble setting still. After the 5-yard penalty is assessed, it's going to be second and 15 from the Bulldog 35-yard line for the Bobcats. Clay County leads 20-6, but a Bobcat score on this drive would put it back to a one-possession game. Collin in the gun, sends Gore in motion, calls for the snap. Three wide out tried. He targets Gore in the flat. The pass is caught. He's at the 30, crosses the 30, taken down around the 27-yard line. Pickup of around 8 on the play for Pickett County.
The most success the Bobcats have had has been on that play to Gore out of the backfield. He really can do things with the ball if he gets it in space.
Ball sets at the Bulldog 25-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 10. I called it 8 a moment ago. Pickup of 10 on the play for the Bobcats. We'll get back to that long-distance listener contest. We don't want to forget that. Perhaps after this play, we can return to speaking about it. Another penalty flag flies. Let's go ahead and talk about the contest. What we're doing each week, we're asking folks to send in their listing location to the email address info@dalehollahorizon.com. We've had several listeners. Thomas, who was last week's winner?
Well, she turned in once before and didn't win. Got beat out by Matt Adams. It was all the way in Colorado. Amanda White, mother of current Bulldog player Zach Strong, tuned us in from over 800 miles away in Azle, Texas. I think that's how you say it. Close to Eagle Mountain Lake, an hour west of Dallas and just north of Fort Worth. So a long way for Miss White.
Third and 10 now for the Bobcats. Ball snapped. Carter looks to throw. He throws, and it's going to fall incomplete. Yes, Amanda White, she was beat, as you mentioned, the week before, but she was the most recent winner. It is the long-distance listener contest, and it's been brought to you by Mitch Massengill and the friendly folks at Horse Creek Dock. So if you're listening to us tonight on the Internet, and you think you may be the longest distance listener from Salina, we encourage you to send us an email with your listening location to info@dalehollahorizon.com.
One thing I want to say real quickly with that, 1 week we didn't have a winner because nobody submitted. You could be in Salina and win sometimes, so we want to hear from everybody.
We do. Timeout's been called on the field here. We're going to try to squeeze in one ad here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Piggy County now has the football. I think it's fourth down now. Fourth and 10 for the Bobcats. They snap the ball from the Bulldog 30-yard line. A little swing pass to Gore in the left flat. He's going to get this first down, ladies and gentlemen. Crosses the 20, now the 15. Crosses the 10, and he's down around the 5-yard line. So a big fourth down pickup. I do think it was fourth down for Puget County. They're threatening to score first and goal now for the Bobcats, and that football is going to be spotted on what appears to be the Bulldog 7-yard line.
We've been doing a lot of fancy stuff, Daniel, but the plays are getting the yardage on aren't fancy. Simple swing pass. We've got to key somebody on Gore and get this thing shut down.
Well, the sophomore Gore, definitely the workhorse for the Bobcats off the arm of Evan Cottle, their senior quarterback. First and goal, ball snapped. It's Cottle hands off the running back, and nothing there for Pickett County as they test the interior of the defensive line for the Dogs. A big gang tackle yields in a thrown flag by the back judge. I'm not sure what this is or who it's against.
The timing of it has to be a late hit.
I don't understand how you have a late hit when there's a big scrum, you know, with several guys. I guess you could come to the pile late.
I believe it's a personal foul on Pickett, guys. I think I saw him point that direction.
2 minutes and 5 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Dogs do lead 20-6. Personal foul against the Bobcats.
Maybe an offensive lineman coming in trying to push a pile or diving over. Again, we talk about the Bobcats. They've driven deep into our territory and continue to go backwards. Otherwise, this score is different.
Ball now sitting at the 22-yard line. Bulldog 22, where the Bobcats have it second and goal.
Bobcats' eighth penalty for 57 yards total.
Wow.
They've always been a fairly penalized team, just a little bit undisciplined in some of the things that they do. If not for that, you know, give them 50 more yards of offense instead of penalties, and the Dogs would be hurting here.
That's where they came from.
Right.
They've been when they're in scoring position. So 50 yards in the red zone, that's touchdowns.
Second and goal from the Bulldog 22. Bobcats have the football. Caller calls for the snap. He's looking to pass as he has a lot tonight. Throws the ball again, and it's going to be incomplete. He did have a receiver on the play. I think that's Will Ogletree that was on coverage. Receiver had a step on Will, but the ball was a little bit high and wide by Cottle.
And he had all kinds of time. We talked about the pressure they were getting on the plays prior. None that time. I mean, he stepped back in the pocket and kind of climbed it as the guys went by him, had good time, and just overthrew that receiver, or we're looking at Pickett County in the end zone again.
Incomplete pass leaves it third and goal for Pickett County from the 22. Timeout's been taken on the fields with 1 minute and 30 seconds remaining here in the first half. Clay County leads 20-6 on the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work, or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing...
We return here, and the Bobcat just snapped the football. Connor looking to pass. He throws the ball, and it's going to be tipped, nearly intercepted by Emerton back there in the end zone. Ball does fall incomplete. Fourth and goal for the Bobcats on the Bulldog 22-yard line. Definitely they will take a shot at the end zone. There's nothing else to do here. Clay County may be able to drop an extra safety into coverage or something, play a linebacker loose, but if they get too loose with it, we've seen a short pass to Gore can be just as damaging to the Dog defense as a deep pass to a wideout.
If I'm the coach on the Pickett County sideline, that's where I'm going. Getting it to Gore on the edge.
Fourth and goal. Ball sets at the Bulldog 22. Three wide right, two to the left. Call gets the snap, looks fast, throws the ball deep, and it is going to fall incomplete. Clay County going to take over with a minute and 10 left here in the second quarter of play. They do hold a 20-6 lead, and they will take over possession at their own 22-yard line. Plenty of time left for Clay County to score if they choose to use some timeouts. I don't think they've called any in the first half of play. The Bobcats have called a few. But let's see what Coach Bates and company want to do. There's a dog on the field now running across. I heard a cheer come up from the Pickett County side.
Nice looking black lab.
It is. He's away from play, though, so I don't think we'll have issues with him. I remember one night at Watertown several years ago, a dog got onto the field, and I went out and picked it up and carried it off, and it came back on again. Bit of a pest. Wish Budget Pest Control would have been around. We would have had it covered there. Here we go. Clay County, first and 10 from their own 22. Ashok calls for the snap. He's in the gun. We're looking to pass. He targets White Burks, and he's caught the football. They're going to be taken out of bounds. Looks like Coach Bates is elected to go through his two-minute drill, rather, try to move this football down the field. Certainly a good opportunity to try it here in the waning seconds and minutes of this second quarter. That's bound to be good for 10 because they're moving the chains. Ball sets at the Bobcat 32, pickup of 10 for Ashok and White Burks. First and 10, empty backfield. Ashok calls for the snap. Illegal procedure going to be called on the Dogs, though. We moved before Joseph Short snapped that football. Three wideouts to the left, two wideouts to the right was the formation. I think we'll see that same set out of the Bulldogs. Minute and 11 seconds remain in the second quarter. Empty backfield, three wide left, two wide right. Ashok calls for the snap, is looking to pass, target Seth Ogletree, ball's caught. Ogletree turns upfield, and he's going to be taken down somewhere around the Bulldog 35-yard line. Clay County staying with this set. The clock does run, 55 seconds and ticking. Ball now being snapped from the Bulldog 34-yard line. Ashok looking to pass, he's going deep for White Burks. Burks is going to come up with this one, and he's going to stumble and fall, but he hangs on to the football, and he gets all the way down to the Bobcat 28-yard line.
A little bit of redemption for Burks when he dropped an earlier ball that would have almost been a touchdown for him. Big pickup there. We'll have to let Thomas compile those numbers and get to us at halftime with some of these yardage totals as the Dogs are playing quickly at this time. I believe that's 38 seconds remaining on the clock, and Clay County takes a timeout here. They're threatening to score. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here to Piggott County High School. And Clay County is threatening to score as they have the football at the 28-yard line on the Bobcat end of the field. They stay in the empty backfield, three wide right, left, two wide right. Ashok hooks the pass. He throws to Burks. Ball is caught. White's going to be taken out of bounds at the 21-yard line for pickup of 7 on that play. 35 seconds. Several bulbs are out on the scoreboard here at Piggott County High School. I think 35 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Second and 2. Ball snapped. Ashok targets another receiver. This time I think that's going to be Emerton. And Emerton's going to take that football into the end zone for a touchdown. Touchdown B.J. Emerton. Touchdown Clay County. Touchdown Bulldogs as Coach Bates and his offense execute the two-minute drill to perfection here. And Clay County now leads 26-6 here in Burgettstown, Tennessee. Two-point conversion coming. Ashlock now, I guess that finishes him up 5 for 5 on that drive. Then Thomas, we took over at the 22 and Bobcat into the field. So, 78 yards, I guess, total passing for him on that drive. 2-point conversion, ball snapped. Ashlock rolls to the right. He targets Seth Ogletree and it is caught. 2-point conversion attempt, good. Let's call Ashlock 6 for 6 on that drive. And for 78 yards, we'll tack on 3 more for good measure with that 2-point conversion to Seth Ogletree. Clay County now leads 28-6 with 25 seconds left in the first half on the Horizon Sports Network.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Links, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network. Thomas, tell us about that scoring drive.
Well, the sophomore signal caller really put it together on that drive. It was 6 for 6 if you count the conversion to Ogletree for 86 yards because we had a 5-yard penalty. You know, he's got 135 for the game. So just about all of them, at least 2/3, came on that one drive, and they did it in about, 30 seconds or something like that or less?
They took over with around a minute 10 or so on the clock, a minute something. So, yeah, basically 35 seconds,
40. As you said, the two-minute drill that Coach Bates has apparently been practicing with these guys.
Looked good.
It looked really well.
Well, they performed that similar, you know, that style of offense, they performed it well at Mount Juliet Christian in the end of that game so well that we tried to go to it permanently, you know, as the feature offense. And fortunately, I'm glad to see us back using a single wing as our base set and throw the 5 wide end every now and then. We have kicked off. Piggott County's going to take over at their own 31-yard line. They snap the ball. Cobbles back the throw. He's going to be sacked.
Hayden Cherry.
Also assisted on the play by James Short, but Hayden Cherry with a big sack.
on the play of quarterback Evan Cottle.
Right, and now run it out.
We have with the sack, the clock does run. There's 14 seconds remaining here in kicking. I'm satisfied we won't see the Bobcats with another snap. So with that most recent score of Clay County, the score here at halftime is going to be 28-6, Bulldog advantage here in Byrdstown, Tennessee. We're glad that you have been listening to us on the Horizon Sports Network. We're going to play a few ads and come back and do our Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Stay with us.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Bear a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's USF or MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We return here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network. We do have a score of Clay County 28, Pickett County Bobcats 6 here at halftime. Beautiful fall night. Things are going as they should. And hopefully the second half we'll see more about what we've seen in the first half. Coach Edwards, you want to share some of Pickett County's offensive total so far during the first half?
Well, you guys called it right at the end of the game. They've been slinging the ball everywhere. Cottle, the quarterback, is 7-19, 102 yards in the air and a touchdown. Thomas, I heard a couple times mention that Gore was really doing most of the damage, and that's the truth. He's a leading receiver. He's got 4 catches for 70 yards, and he's a leading rusher with 7 rushes for 25 yards. Now,
like we talked about, what's killed Pickett County's offense? Penalties. And all these weren't on offense, obviously, but 8 penalties for 57 yards. They've also lost 46 yards on 3 plays. One was a bad snap, went over the quarterback's head. There was a quarterback sack. And then there was the trick play that just didn't develop in the backfield there. Lost a big chunk of yardage.
Big reverse flea flicker attempt. Double reverse.
Yeah, so penalties and mistakes over 100 yards.
Our next senior. Yep. I'll quickly go down the scoring summary real quick before that. We had a good drive going to start the game. Ashlock threw his first of two interceptions to kill that one and gave Pickett County the ball on the 36-yard line. Here comes Jared Markham. Pick six, 36 yards later, we're up 6-0 at the 8:40 mark. Then Pickett County responds and drive it down the field, just like Coach said, make it 6-6 with 4:07 to go in the first quarter, but we come right back. The next drive, Seth Ogletree comes alive. We see him for the first time, has a big 50-yard run, and then punches it in from 1 yard out to make it 12-6. But Pickett County doesn't go away. Kind of chews up some clock. Force us to punt, and we trade a few punts, and then Ashlock's other interception after a big gainer to Emerton got the drive going through the interception, killed another drive at the 8:51 mark, but it didn't take long. Will Ogletree, we had one Ogletree, two plays from Seth and a score. Same thing from Will Ogletree, except for somebody else got the score. He broke a 40-yarder and then an 18 or a 19-yarder, but as he crossed the goal line, coughed up the ball, and the big senior, Joseph Short, probably, as far as I know, gets his first touchdown of his career, Daniel, to make it 20-6 after Ogletree catches it with a two-point conversion.
It was a crowd-pleasing moment here. Several of the fans and all of the teammates came out and congratulated Joseph Short. It certainly was his first score of his high school career.
And then after that, Pickett County gets the ball back and hold it for almost the remainder of the half. We get it with a minute to go, and that's when Ashlock put it all together, the two-minute drill. He did it better than, as good as anybody can. With the two-point conversion to cap it, 6-for-6 on that drive, 86 yards. Hit Emerson for the 21-yard touchdown with 25 seconds left to play, and then Seth Ogletree for the two-point conversion for a halftime score of 28-6.
You know, I saw something on that drive that we didn't share on the broadcast at the time, but Jake was kind of a field commander at that point. He was motioning guys on where they needed to get. He was hurrying them up. The one time that they were tackled inbounds and the clock was running, it was him that got the team on the line and got them set. I like to see that leadership coming out of him.
You know, we call him a sophomore. This is his sophomore season, but it's more like his freshman season. He didn't play last year. He played in eighth grade a little bit. I think that was the first time he was playing football. Set out his freshman year, starting for the Bulldogs from the get-go to start this season, and you could see him grow, and he's really growing, and it really showed on that last play or that last drive of the half. Getting into individual stuff, stat-wise anyway, Ashlock is 9-for-13 for the game for 135 yards. So a good game, good first half so far through the air. Rushing-wise, we've carried the ball 12 times for 137, so we're over 100 yards rushing also. So that puts us close to 270 yards in the first half. So a big first half offensive-wise for the Bulldogs. Jacoby's got four carries for 16 yards. Markham carried it once for 4 yards. Seth Ogletree got four carries, including that 50-yard jaunt. Showed his speed on that and then got into the end zone. So he's got four carries for 57 yards. And Will Ogletree, again, he had a long 40-yarder and a 19-yarder. He's got three carries for 60 yards. So big plays, Daniel.
Well, before you get into defensive stops, and I don't know if we've got any recorded tonight, there's been a lot of gang tackles. Thomas, you said that Ashlock had 135 yards to this point in the first half of play. Well, coming into tonight's contest, he had 948 yards. So currently, Jake sits at 1,083 yards already during the ninth game of his sophomore campaign.
very impressive for that young man. Anytime that any kind of back gets 1,000 yards or more, we take notice. And Jake doing a great job here in his inaugural campaign as a Bulldog football player.
Very impressive. Defensively, not a whole lot of tackles, really. I may have missed a few, but a lot of incomplete balls from Pickett County. A lot of things going on there. So, leading tackler, as always, Dylan Maxville with 4. We got Hayden Cherry with 2. Dalton Goad, he's kind of wrecked havoc this game so far. He is sitting here with 3 tackles and a big sack. Then you got Markham with the interception, and Cherry had another sack. Listed on the tackle list, we've got Donaldson with 1, Strong with 1, Amberton with 1, Copeland's got 2, senior Eli Watson 1, and Will Ogletree 1.
Certainly a great first half of play here for Clay County, as we said here in Burchtown, Tennessee tonight. They currently lead the Pickett County Bobcats with a score of 28-6. We're going to take a break here on the Poplar Grove Halftime Body Shop Show and come back with a little more information for you before we start the second half here at Burchtown at Pickett County High School. You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. It's most energy efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We've returned here on the Horizon Sports Network, and this is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Thomas, I think you've got a few general announcements maybe that you want to make concerning Clay County sports.
Well, a little preview of what's coming up in next week's paper. It's Sports Hall of Fame time, Daniel.
There we go, yeah.
We're getting right into that. Nominations, it'll be announced Monday. Nominations are currently being sought for the 2017-18 class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, and they'll be accepted through December 1st. As we know, the nominations process is very simple, and the future of the organization depends on the participation of the public. So we want to encourage everybody, if you know someone out there that is worthy of this huge honor, to nominate them. And you can do that by visiting ClaycoSportsHallOfFame.com. There you'll find a nomination form on the website, or you can pick them up at Clay County High School.
Right, that's right.
Completed forms can then be emailed to nominate@ClayCoSportsHOF.com. That address will also be on that website to do so. Or you can drop them off at Clay County High School, or you can mail them to the school at 860 Clay County Highway, Salina, Tennessee. Nominations can be made in three different categories, including athlete, heritage, and contributor members. So, and one thing we want to mention, too, is nominations aren't exclusive to those who played high school sports. Athletes who excelled in any post-high school or other sport are also eligible. So we want people to get into this process of nominating these deserving athletes from Salina High School, Clay County High School, Harmony Springs High School, and all the way back through history. Some of these I know have been left out. There's got to be somebody out there that knows some of these people that we call heritage members who are played 50 years ago or longer.
You know, Thomas, currently I think we have 105 members that have been inducted into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, and very proud to have each and every one of those guys involved. But there still are several people who haven't made the list. You know, I was speaking with someone earlier today about several of the Rowley Home Honorable Champions that we've had in Clay County. I remember Junior B. Strong, I think, was a world champion. I remember as a kid he went over to England across seas and competed internationally. So, as you mentioned, certainly not just playing high school sports would be a qualifier to get into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Wendell Cherry is a member, and I think he's been known as a competitive target shooter, an Olympic one, I think, even.
We got some people that are known basically for their softball playing, too, after high school.
Right.
It encompasses anybody who's excelled in any sport in Clay County.
Well, Coach Edwards, are you ready for a budget pest control scoreboard update?
We're always ready for a budget pest control scoreboard update. We've got several to cover here. Most of them are halftime scores. Livingston Academy's reeled off 17 unanswered points to take the lead over York, 17-14 at the half. Monterey 34, Republic 0 at the half. Macon County and Upperman knotted up at 7 at halftime. Watertown 14, Smith County 0 at the half. Oakland 21, Cookeville 7 at the half. And here's one that's kind of surprising to me, but you guys alluded to Jackson County earlier in the game, in the pregame. Jackson County 21, Gordonsville 10 in the third quarter.
Wow. Big game for the Blue Devils.
Scoreboard's brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Budget Pest Control, they are the bug thugs. We like to call them from now and again. But, Daniel, I think they're also the bug identification folks, possibly. You have a little tale to tell as far as that goes, maybe.
Well, I do. Me and my wife, Tiffany, and my son Fletcher enjoyed a trip to Louisville, Kentucky over fall break. And unfortunately, the hotel room we were at, we found an unidentified pest in there, a bug. And I took a picture of it and sent it to Budget Pest Control owner Luke Collins on my cell phone. And the CEO, he was able to quickly reply that that was a German cockroach and that we were safe to stay in those quarters. So very appreciative of Budget Pest Control and everything that they're able to do.
Good to have those folks in your corner.
Well, we're fixing to resume.
Yeah, don't shake this truck too much. Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys. Got a little tickle. We'll do that from time to time. This is live entertainment here. So we're getting ready to resume second half action here at Pickett County High School. And that was a true story, by the way. I didn't make that up. Luke was able to help us out, and very appreciative of him. Made us feel secure. Clay County will be kicking off to start the third quarter of play to the Bobcats. Clay County does lead 28-6 here at Pickett County High School. Gabe Hanson's taking back over those duties. He's done a good job kicking tonight for the Bulldogs. We are 0-for-2 on extra point attempts, but some of that was because of a bad snap earlier. Gabe gets ready to kick now, puts his foot to the ball. He kicks it right down the center of the field. It's going to be fielded around the 20-yard line by the Bobcats. Quickly, that return man heads up field, and he's all the way back up to around the 40-yard line where he's going to be met by a host of Bulldogs. We've not called a lot of individual tackle names tonight. The Dogs have played some good team defense, and there's been at least three or four guys involved on a lot of those plays. Pickett County will take over for their first possession of the second half at the Bobcat 40-yard line.
You know, you mentioned you don't expect Pickett County to fold. I think Clay County's going to have to step it up again here. I know we're leading this game 28-6, but the Bobcats have shown they can move the ball and put it in the end zone really quick.
That they can. Collar on the shotgun, three wide outs left, one to the right. Gorse hits his left hip. Ball snap. Collar looks to pass. Ball's thrown. It does fall incomplete. Second 10. Clay County, Thomas, is a program since its reinception playing football back about 10 years ago, they have struggled. The players and the coaching staff work very hard, though. They're very proud of who they are. Week in, week out, they find themselves sometimes down. And that's one thing I've always noted is following them over the years. They don't quit. They keep playing. They do their thing. And it's something to be admired from the Bobcats. Clay Kane does lead 28-6 here, though. Second and 10, Collins in the shotgun, ball snapped. He has to step into the pocket because of pressure. Throws the football, it hits a defensive lineman and falls incomplete. A flag is thrown downfield. It's either going to be an ineligible receiver downfield on a Pickett County offensive lineman or a pass interference against the Dogs. I do think I spotted a lineman for the Bobcats downfield.
I'm sure that hit a Dog defender. It could also be a penalty if it hit a Bobcat lineman.
Holding being called against the Bulldogs. Defensive holding for the second time tonight against Clay County. Going to set up first down for the Bobcats. Ball now sits at the Bulldog 49 after the penalty is assessed. Pickett County has crossed the midfield stripe. 11 minutes and 36 seconds remain here in the third quarter.
Kind of getting back to that slow pace here. Need to see a little excitement. I think Goad could bring it with a big sack or something here, Daniel.
Wide out to either side for the Bobcats. Caught on the gun, ball snapped, handed off to Gore. He tries the middle of the defense. He's met by Maxfield and will go down for no gain, maybe one. Good defense by the senior.
Dylan closing in on 100 tackles on the season perhaps has already eclipsed that mark, depending on where you get your information. The fact remains that regardless of how many tackles he has been credited for, he is the Dogs' leader on defense and belongs among the Bulldog greats when it comes to defense play. Second 10 for the Bobcats. Ball snap. Kyle Oaken to throw again. He releases. Ball's nearly intercepted on that pass by Seth Ogletree, who already has one interception tonight. Nice to see Seth back on the field playing. He took one of the hardest hits of the season that we've seen earlier. But Seth's a tough guy, as Coach Edwards can attest, from all the years that Seth's played for him on the hardwood. We're just glad to have Seth out here on the gridiron. 3rd and 10 for the Bobcats.
He's playing that center field position well. He's definitely been needed back there the way Caudill's throwing the ball around.
Ball sets at the Bulldog 49. As Thomas said, Pickett County playing slow here. Caudill taking his time, bringing the play in from the sideline. Bobcats break huddle, though. Two wideouts come to the left, two go to the right. Gore sets at Caudill's left hip. Caudill gets the snap. He's looking to pass for the 20-plus time tonight. Ball falls incomplete. I think Coach said at halftime that they'd attempted 19 passes, and Caudill well into the 20s now with his pass attempts. 4th and 10 for Pickett County. Looks to be they will try to punt here. The ball sits at the Bulldog 49. Gore, the sophomore, drops back to punt. He does a little bit of everything for the Bobcats. It's a fake. He goes to the right side, but decides to kick it. It looked like a fake, but it was a rugby-style approach, and the ball goes out of bounds. We'll have to wait and see where it's spotted. I want to mention one more time that long-distance listener contest that we do here on the Horizon Sports Network. If you think you're the longest distance listener from Salina, please email us at info@dalehollahorizon.com. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling over my words. That email address is info@dalehollahorizon.com. Please email us your listening location. The listener who is the longest distance from Salina will win a free Dale Hollow Horizon Sports Network t-shirt. That contest is brought to you each week by Mitch Massengill and the friendly folks at Horse Creek Dock. Penalty on the field somewhere during the punt. Coach Bates apparently had 12 players on the field for the Bulldogs. And after that punt,
Repunt.
4th and 5. Okay. Ball sets at the Bulldog 45-yard line. Gore back deep to punt again. I can't believe they're not going for it.
Yeah.
This time Gore does, and he's going to get the first down and more. He's at the 35, now to the 30. Down to around the 25-yard line where he'll be met by a host of Bulldogs, and another penalty flag flies. This game is getting sloppy,
to say the least, Daniel.
Coach Bates calling for his first defense. I didn't see that we had many substitutes in the game. However, I see Alex Combs out substituting for Cole Pennington, but Alex is a regular rotator on the defensive line. That's the only change I see being made. Personal foul against Pickett County. It's still first down, though. 1st and 10. They just lose yardage on the fake punt by Gore, who has showed his ability tonight as a good running back and also receiver out of the backfield for the Bobcats.
Pretty sure, if I remember, Coach, Gore started for the basketball team as a freshman last year, didn't he?
He did. He was a starter on the basketball team, and I anticipate he will be again this year. Good athlete.
He is.
Bobcats have the ball at the Bulldog 40. Ball snapped. It's an option toss to Gore, and he's going to get most of that yardage back as he's all the way down to the 30 and the 25. But as Thomas just said, another flag flies. Gore with a 15-yard run on the play, but I do not know if it will stand or not. We'll have to wait and see what this penalty's for. Holding against the Bobcats. That would have been enough for another first down for Pickett County. However, that's not going to stand as the holding call does come out.
Again, Gore showing his athleticism, his speed on that play, and then the penalty just negates it. Shame for that young man.
Yeah, both teams combined so far have 40 yards worth of penalties, and I would be willing to bet they don't have that much offense second half.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. Dog says, or ball says, it's the Bulldog 37-yard line, and it's first and, the strange first and seven set because of the holding penalties. Well, at least that's what they're showing on the down marker over there. First and seven for the Bobcats. Collin with the shotgun snap. He throws the ball out to number 20, Levi Tolman, and it's caught. But perhaps for a loss, as the Bulldog defense was very aggressive on that little quick screen. Yeah,
that was the two freshmen combining on that one.
Copeland
and Goad. John Copeland had him around the waist and started to power sling him, and Goad came in from the other side. And I don't know if they heard it on air, but I sure heard it.
Yeah, I heard it too. It's now second. That was a big loss on the play. It's second 11 for the Bobcats. The ball rests at the Bulldog 41-yard line. I apologize for the fragmented commentary here, but it's been a strange couple of plays the last few plays. Collar now back to throw. He throws out, and it's complete to Tolman again. Levi Tolman, the senior, he's a good receiver. He picks up around 7 on the play, perhaps. A little less than that. Round 5 to set up 3rd and 8 for the Bobcats. Ball rest at the Bulldog 38-yard line.
Cherry in on the tackle on that one. I've got him. Of course, he had the big sack earlier, and that's his third tackle on the night.
3rd and 8. Caught him on the shotgun. Calls for the ball. Little option play to go around the right side. He will not get the corner, though, as the Bulldog defense is having no part of that. Actually going to lose yardage on the play from my vantage point. We'll have to wait and see where it's spotted.
Look like a senior James Short. The way he hopped up there, that's James' signature stance when he makes a tackle. He gets off the ground quick. Good play by Short.
It is a loss on the play as the ball now sets at the Bulldog 39-yard line, and it's 4th and basically 10 for the Bobcats. 7 minutes and 30 seconds remain here in the third quarter of play. Clay County leads 28-6. 4th and 10 Bobcats. Their existence in this game may depend on this play. Ball snap. Cottle has 3 wide outs right, 2 left. He's looking to throw. He's under pressure. Going to be sacked by Dalton Goad, the freshman, back there once again. Turnover on downs for the Bobcats. Goad was leading the way. He was also accompanied by senior Eli Watson, but Goad definitely the man to be credited with that big sack.
His second of the night, Daniel. I don't know. I get excited about talking about Goad, just the way he brings it every play, especially being as young as he is. We've got to remember, this is his first year of varsity high school football.
Bona fide freshman for sure. Clay County takes over at the Bulldog 49. They have 51 yards to go if they want points. First and 10, double wing set. Ashok's going to go under center. Hamilton split wide to the left, over to the fullback. Mark him in motion, left to right, toss sweep to him. He's trying to get the corner, and he will not, as the Bobcat defense did a great job on that play. Markham may actually be credited with lost yardage. Yes, they're going to set that ball now at the Bulldog 47-yard line. Loss of 2 on the play for Markham to set up 2nd and 12.
You don't see that much, Daniel. Markham losing ground.
The Bobcats, a real scrappy crew. We've mentioned several times they won't go away, and they continue to prove that. They're running what appears to be a 4-4 defense tonight. A lot of men in the box against the Bulldog run game. Now senior Seth Oakley breaks out of the fold with it. He's all the way to 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Seth Ogletree, touchdown Clay County, touchdown Bulldogs. That play was snapped, and Seth took that handoff and was out of there so quick with it. I didn't catch up with him until mid-run, but a beautiful 53-yard touchdown run by Seth Ogletree.
We talked about it. I can't remember when, but that was that counterplay that we haven't seen since early in the season. Ogletree, you have the fake to the strong side. Ogletree takes it back underneath to the weak side, hit that seam, and he was gone.
Dogs now lead 34-6. 2-point play coming. Double wing set. Ashok's going to go under center.
Ogletree in motion from right to left. It's fake to him. We're targeting Hayden Cherry in the end zone. Is Ashlock, and it falls incomplete. Your score is 34-6. Clay County leads with 6:24 in the third quarter on the Horizon Sports Network.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
We return here to Pitt County High School, where we've just saw the Bulldogs have a scoring drive, Thomas.
We did. It wasn't much of a drive. Marker went backwards for two. Seth Ogletree took it for 53 to the house. He's got, after not seeing him, I mean, he basically disappeared. He's got five carries for 110 yards and two touchdowns tonight, Daniel.
Wow. Impressive. As we just witnessed Gabe Henson kick off to the Bobcats, and Gore had a nice 20 to 25 yard return. And as he was being tackled, a flag came out again. We may be approaching some kind of record here on the Horizon Sports Network for a game that, for the frequency of penalties. It's going to be against Clay County. I don't know what variety of penalty this is. Face mask, late hit, personal foul. Not seen a signal to this point, but they are stepping it off in the Bobcats' favor. Heading across midfield with the thing all the way down to the Bulldog 40-yard line, a 15-yard penalty being assessed here.
You can't say this is a rivalry in football, but, you know, we've kind of had some heated battles with Pickett County in the past in basketball. I'm not going to say that we necessarily like the Bobcats.
No, that's true. Bobcats do take over first and 10. From the Bulldog 40, Cottle looks to pass as he has on that, and flags fly once again on this field. Cottle tried to scramble. He was taken down, but if the play stood, he would have lost about 3 yards, but a holding against the Bobcats is being called. I don't know if Coach Basilick said this or not. It would be second. It's been declined. A smart move by Coach Bates with the sack of loss of 3 yards. Sets up second and 13. And the ball rests at the Bobcat, or actually the Bulldog, 43-yard line. You mentioned the rivalry between Pickett and Clay in basketball, Thomas. We're going to be covering some basketball games on the Horizon Sports Network. WLIV out of Livingston is going to carry a lot of our games, and we intentionally chose games that they weren't doing. That way fans could get the most bang for their buck. They listen to most of the Lady Bulldogs and Bulldogs through the basketball season, but we'll get to that later. Connor looking to pass. He throws. It is caught by number 83, Austin Connor, a junior, and he is about a 30-yard gain, but has fumbled the football way downfield around the 15-yard line, heading on his way to score, and it was recovered by Clay County. So fumble-itis for the Bobcats there as they have their third turnover of the night after the interceptions earlier. Clay County's going to take over with 5 minutes and 34 seconds remaining here. They lead 34-6 over the Bobcats. Going to have to see where this football's being spotted. They've yet to put it down. I think that ball is at the 17-yard line. Pickett County does not have hash marks painted on the field or numbers. Sometimes I have to pause and figure out where that thing's sitting. So we'll say the Bulldog 17, Ashok's under center, double wing set. He hangs up to Markham. He's up the gut, gets tripped up, but only after he still gains around 8 yards on the play to set up second down. Ball spotted at the Bulldog 26, yes, Bulldog 26-yard line. Second and two after Markham has an 8-yard run. Dogs, a good long drive here would chew up the majority of this third quarter clock, put them up another score, and would, with a two-point conversion, would get a running clock here in the second half of play. Without the two-point, it would not. Ashlock under center, double wing set. Ball is handed off to Henson, who's in it. Running back, he's got a nice game. First down and more, moving the ball out to the 35-yard line. That was Gabe Henson on the carry. One of the few carries he's had this year. The only time that I recall him carrying prior to this was all the way back in the Jackson County game when he had a fake punt attempt.
That's what I was going to say. Crucial play in the game.
Well, it was. It was. A nice job by Henson there. The ball does set at the Bulldog 35-yard line. First and 10. Ashlock under center. Double wing set. Emerton split left. Ball snapped. It's given off to Ogletree up the gut. Pickett County thinks there's been a fumble, and they've recovered. Officials do signal that as well. Fumble football. Another turnover for Clay County as both teams have had trouble not throwing it to each other and hanging on to the thing. So Bulldog turnover gives the Bobcats the ball, and they will take over deep in Bulldog territory in what we're going to call the 37-yard line. So the Bobcats 37 yards away from points here.
Like you said, they don't quit. We're talking about trying to get the running clock going, and now they got a chance to close the gap here.
Caught it in the gun. He called for the snap. It hit him in the chest. His head was turned the other way. It's a bit of a busted play, but Gore is headed around the right side. He's going to pick up around six. That football was snapped. Cobble didn't expect it. The Bulldog defense didn't expect it. Mm-hmm. Only the center, apparently, for Pickett County knew that he was going to snap that football.
It seemed like he was trying to field a punt. You know, it hit him right in the chest and the shoulder pads. And
Thomas, there's a penalty flag on the field.
Really, Dang.
There
he is. It came out late. Really, really late.
And there's
had
also
a head on that sideline.
The dog has returned to the field, too. Not the Bulldogs, but that black lab that we spotted earlier. And I'm afraid to say he may be relieving himself upon the football field.
Well, you'd have plenty to wipe with all these flags that have been on the field tonight. I tell you what, this has been a mess. Not sure what this one is, but on a busted play, if you want to make something out of it, give it to Gore.
It's against the Bobcats. I'm not sure what that call is, to be honest with you. It's a big penalty. Gonna set up.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
The PA announcer says behind us here at Bobcat Stadium. So second and 20 plus.
I believe that last penalty was on someone on the sideline because I saw the official go directly toward a player that was not in the game on the sideline.
Here we are. Bobcats take over. Second and a lot for them. The ball sets at the Bulldog 47-yard line. Call of calls for the snap. The option pitch to Gore. Another flag flies. Gore going to be shake tackles in the backfield. He's going to have a huge run here. He's at the 45, 40, 35, down to the 30, cuts back, 25, 20, 15, 10, and he's going to be tackled. However, as I mentioned, penalty flag on the field. This
holding
is coming
call
back.
Against Goad. Goad had the penetration again on that play. If I'm not crazy mistaken, it's going to be a hold that drawn by Dalton Goad, the freshman.
I tell you what, guys, Pickett County has had almost 100 yards of offense in the on this series that has been negated by flags. One of the strangest things we've seen. Once again, we apologize for a bit of a hectic pace with our broadcast here, but that's what we're seeing on the field. It's forward and back, and the ball now has come back across the 50-yard line, and it's spotted at the Bobcat 38-yard line. At one point in time, the Bobcats had the ball around the Bulldog 35, I think.
37-yard line before the drive started.
Okay. And now they're back on their own 37-yard line. That's 26 yards just backwards from the start of it. And whistles blow on the field. I think timeout taken by the Bobcats.
I think we need one.
We're going to take a timeout, too, on the Horizon Sports Network.
With mobile money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's USF or MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign it today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
We return here to what we're going to call Bobcat Stadium in Merchtown, Tennessee, and Clay County leads by a score of 34-6 over the Pickett County Bobcats. There's 3 minutes and 34 seconds remaining in the third quarter of play, and Pickett County has the football from their own 37 on second around 40. Collar looks to pass. He throws deep. It's a toss-up. Jacoby almost intercepts. It's incomplete. Carlo has a good arm. He held that one a little too long, let the receiver outrun his arm. But, listeners, it's third and approximately 38, 40 yards. One of the longest down and distances I've ever seen in a football game. Bobcats started this drive at the Bulldog 37. Currently, the ball sets at the Bobcat 37. It's been plagued with penalties and been really sloppy. Here the Bobcats come, calling the shotgun, two wideouts to the right, two wideouts to the left. Dorsett's on Cottle's left hip. Ball snap, Cottle looking to throw. He winds up and releases. He has a man downfield, and it is incomplete. He was targeting Gore, but he was defended by Wyatt Burks.
Good coverage there, Daniel. Brings up a fourth down. We're clicking down, close to 3 minutes left here in this third quarter.
3:15.
You know, it's just been, I want to call it kind of action-packed, but it's been a boring action-packed. I mean, they've been running all over the field, but
It's been action-packed for the officials. Certainly, they're doing a great job tonight. They're seeing lots of infractions, but it has slowed down the play here a little. Pickett County set the punt. Gore has the football, puts his foot, gets off a high-booming punt. It's going to hit the ground, take a bobcat roll where it's downed at the 26-yard line. So Clay County will be taken over there with 3 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in the third quarter of play. They do lead 34-6. It's turned into a cool night up here in Birdstown. It feels like football. This is the ninth game of the season, so it should.
It should, and sitting high atop this Stories Automotive portable broadcast booth, as we'll call it, thanks to Vern Story, who graciously let us borrow the truck, had it sitting here waiting for us when we got here.
That's a local Birdstown business?
It is, okay. In downtown Birdstown, I think, somewhere around the square down there on Main Street. Go by there, folks, for all your automotive needs.
Ashlock under center, double wing set, snaps the football, hands off to a running back. Play originated at the Bulldog 27. It's a minimal gain. Going to have to find out who that back was. I'm thinking Jacoby, yes. Matt Jacoby, the senior on the carry. Thomas conducted an exclusive interview with Matt Jacoby and head coach Matt Bates earlier today. We played that on the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show that you can go back and listen to at DaleHallHorizon.com in our archives if you missed it tonight. Ball now sets at the Bulldog 33, a pickup of 5 for Jacoby. This time it's given off to Gabe Hanson. He's going to have a nice run. He's at the 50-yard line. He's across the 50 at the 45, down to the 40, crosses the 40, and is tackled at the 36-yard line. Gabe Hanson out with 2 carries on the night, and in both times he's been impressive with his carries. So first down, Clay County, 2 minutes and 10 seconds remain here. They'll wind that clock as soon as the chains are set, and there it goes.
Clay County leads 34-6. We have several reserves in now for Clay County. I may have to get my roster out. Not something I usually have to do when calling our home team. Number 27, I think that's Zach Ballantyne, is playing split end to the right for the Dogs. One of the few subs I see in. We still have our starting offensive line and starting running backs. Number 18, Wesley Walker, is in playing fullback when the penalty flag is flown against Clay County. False start. First and 15 for Clay County. The ball now will set at the Bobcat 42-yard line. Also see number 14, I think that's Jacob Burnett, in for the Dogs, playing wing back. I certainly am going to have to pull out my Clay County roster. Yes, that is Burnett. He's playing wing back, Wesley Walker at fullback. Ashdock's still the quarterback, however. Burnett goes in motion, ball's given out to him. First high school carry of Burnett's career, and he will be tackled for loss. Loss of around two on the play, two or three. Ball will be spotted at the Bobcat 45-yard line. Second and a bunch for Clay County. Second 19. Jacoby comes back in for Burnett. Nice to see Jacob get in and get that first official varsity carry as a high school player. Zach Ballantyne still in at receiver. Wesley Walker still at fullback. I see Markham and Jacoby still at wings for the Dogs. Markham in motion. Toss sweep to him. 45-yard line. 40. Crosses the 40. Gets close to the 35 where he's going to be taken down. Nice game for Markham. However, it's still going to be third plus 10 for the Dogs as it was second 19 on that play. The ball is spotted at the Bobcat 36-yard line. Third and what we'll call 10, 9 or 10 for the Dogs.
You know, Markham's kind of been bottled up. He's only got four carries on the night, but he's got only 19 yards on those.
10 seconds remain here in the third quarter play. Not sure if Clay County's going to get the snap off or not. Ashlock does go under center. Ball is snapped. 23, Dakota McGee, his first carry of the game, has the football and picked up a few. He's going to be spotted now at the Bobcat 33-yard line, we'll call it. So a minimal pickup for Dakota McGee on the carry. It's going to be fourth and round seven. But only after we go to break here, because that was the end of the third quarter here at Burgetown, Clay County leads 34-6.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communication solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber network, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network. It's time for a budget pest control scoreboard update.
A few scores trickling through, gentlemen. Macon County 20, Upperman 20. That game is in the fourth quarter.
Wow, tight one.
Tight one. Joe Burns 20, Red Bull and Springs 7. That one shows halftime. York has retaken the lead over Livingston Academy, 21-17 in the third. Budget Pest Control brings you the scoreboard updates. Budget Pest Control, whatever it takes to get rid of your snakes.
All right, Clay County now going to punt the football on fourth and short from their own end of the field. Joseph Jolin gets off the short punt. Clay County has become expert at playing this short field, you know, short yardage punt game. You know, it's fourth and around seven and what a lot of folks would consider four down territory, but Coach Bates playing it safe and once again it paid off for him. So the Bobcats going to take over. We are in the fourth quarter of action here finally at Pickett County High School. It's been a long game, but fortunately the Dogs lead 34-6.
I think that's what Coach Bates is looking to do here, just kind of get out of here healthy. We are up big in this game, and get out of here healthy and get set up for that big showdown with Gordonsville next week.
Ball sets at the Bobcat 14. That's where this play will originate. Call it on the shotgun. It's snapped, snapped to him. It's a little hook and ladder play as they throw the five-yard curl, and it's caught and then pitched out to number 83 for the Bobcats. I've called his name, but I can't remember it. Austin Connor, a junior. Pickett County, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, very creative with what they like to do offensively and do a good job of that. That ball now rests at the Bobcat. Have difficulties, I mentioned several times tonight, seeing where this ball lies. I think it's at the 21-yard line. Bobcat 21, so that would be a pickup, I guess, of 7 for the Bobcats to set up 2nd and 3. 11 minutes remain here in the contest. Collar in the gun, brings a man in motion, hands off a little jet sweep play, but he's going to be called. I believe that was Austin Connor again for the Bobcats, this time getting a handoff rather than the pass his way. But he's brought down, just needed 3 for the first, but he lost on the play. We'll have to go back hopefully to film and see who made that tackle. Our defensive stats are hard to come by here at Pickett County High School.
I think that was Walker in on that stop, number 18.
18 is Wesley Walker, a sophomore. Ball now lies at the Bobcat 20-yard line where they'll have it 3rd and 5. Cottle goes under center for only the 2nd time tonight, and a penalty flag flies as there was encroachment or a false start one. This is going to go against the Bobcats.
Well, we got a little time, Daniel. Let me break in. You mentioned basketball and the coverage we're going to do. That was our first announcement of that. We're going to call about 10 games or regular season games. We're going to call it the game of the week. Looking forward to that. While we're talking about basketball, Athletic Director and former coach Joe Sims has announced in the Horizon that open reserve seats for this year's season are now for sale, and those that had them last year have a chance to purchase those same seats now through next Friday, October the 27th.
I started to say 1 week left. I have seen folks lose their tickets because they forgot to come in before. The big demand for those. Coach Edwards kind of silent about basketball. I guess he don't want to talk too much at this point about it, but we'll get into all that later. Pickett County now snaps the football. That play was snapped from their 20-yard line, but a penalty flag is flown again. It seems like a standard thing. If a play's ran, the flag has to fly.
Well, you'd think these refs with arms would be getting tired by now. You know, we're deep into this 4th quarter, and they're still definitely doing their job, Daniel.
That ball was that play originated at the Bobcat 15, I think. It's hard to see those markers. I said it originated at the 20. Ball now sets. I'm going to call it the Bobcat 14-yard line, where it's 4th and about 8 for the Bobcats. Cottle calls for the snap. Sends a man in motion first. Now he gets the snap. He's looking to pass. Ball's thrown. He's got a receiver, and it's caught. Receiver is out to the 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown, Pickett County, and no flags have come out. And that is a touchdown for the Pickett County Bobcats, and once again, Austin Connor comes through for the Bobcats off the arm of Evan Cottle to make the score 34-12. Pickett County fighting hard still.
Nice route there by the receiver. Great, a better throw by the quarterback. And when he got it, Jacoby couldn't even catch him right there at the end. Didn't have a good angle, but he almost had him at the 5-yard line. But you weren't denying that young man the end zone.
Certainly not. New score, 34-12. We'll have to wait and let Pickett County go for the 2-point conversion to see if they can convert here. 8 minutes and 51 seconds remain. Collar in the shotgun, a running back to the other side, fakes to one, he's looking to pass, rolls to his left, has pressure, steps up in the pocket, rolls again to his left, now back to his right,
He's very swift, this Cottle. He's able to evade. He throws incomplete for the two-point conversion. So, with 8 minutes and 51 seconds remain here, a penalty flag has been thrown against the Bobcats, but the Bulldogs decline that. Clay County leads 34-12 over the Bobcats here in the fourth quarter. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return here to action on the Horizon Sports Network, and Pickett County is set to kick off to the Bulldogs after they just had a big 86-yard drive, not drive, but play. And on fourth down, no less, was it not, guys? I think it was fourth down play for the Bobcats. They connected for 86 yards on a pass. Pickett County attempted an onside kick at that moment in time. However, it was not recovered by the Bobcats. Clay County will take over at the Bobcat 48-yard line. One more mention that I want to make earlier today at high school. Principal Derek Upchurch made the announcement. He had heard that Clay County High School was named for award school for the third time in the last 4 years. And that reward school status was granted for growth from last year when Principal Melissa White did in her last year as principal at the high school. So Clay County, 3 out of 4 years, was named a reward school for growth in the state of Tennessee. And the 1 year that we didn't get named that status, the state did not award any reward schools. So technically we have 3 back-to-back years of reward school status. Very proud of our kids. Who was the ball carrier on that, Thomas?
Will Ogletree.
Will Ogletree just carried the football on 1st and 10, and he moved the ball all the way down to the Bobcat 37-yard line to set up another 1st and 10. Double wing set here, Ashlock under center. Ball snap, giving off to Ogletree again. You know, we've seen Coach Bates, if Ogletree has a good run, he likes to come back to him. And can't blame him for that. But this time, Ogletree didn't have a lot of room to run. So he was taken down. Actually had a loss on the play. As the ball now is going to be spotted at the Bobcat. Not spotted it yet. Call it the 38-yard line. Second and I'll call it a long 11 for the Bulldogs. 7 minutes and 40 seconds remain here in this contest. 34-12 is the Bulldogs' lead. Ashlock under center, double wing set. Ball snapped. Ashlock rolling to the right, looking to pass. He's going to be sacked for the first time tonight. Jake's had pretty good protection. He threw an interception earlier under duress from some pressure, but that's the first time officially that he's been sacked. Something we've had trouble with in earlier games. A nice job by the offensive line tonight. We don't mention that offensive line enough. We talk about Markham.
We don't.
Talk about Ashlock. Those 5 guys up front, Strong, Watson, Short, Maxfield, Combs, do a nice job. However, that time, somebody got through. Bobcats now have the Bulldogs backed up closer to the 50. The ball sets at the Bobcat 48-yard line where Clay County will have it third and about 20. Double wing set. Ashlock under center.
All starting backs are in for the Bulldogs. Ashaw Cook's fast again. He's targeting Markham. Finds him. Markham with a nice catch at the 25-yard line. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Jared Markham, touchdown Clay County, touchdown Bulldogs. So Jake Ashrock finds Jared Markham, who is as big a threat out of the backfield as a receiver as he is as a running back. And Clay County is going to go up 40-12 here at Pickett County High School with 6 minutes and 25 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
Ashrock showed some touch on that throw. It ended up being a little underthrown, but nice ball there, and Markham did the rest.
2-point play coming for the Dogs, unless Coach Bates chooses to kick the point after. We will elect to go for two. Double wing set. Emerton split left. Ashcock under center. Ogletree the fullback. Man comes in motion. It's Markham. Ball's given to him, and he's not going to get an end zone. I think it may have been McGee. It was McGee. Dakota McGee. It was 23 instead of 24. We're going to go ahead and go to break here with Clay County leading 40-12 over the Bobcats with 6 minutes and 25 seconds remaining.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more. Heads and kicks off after the scoring drive by the Bulldogs. Bobcats received the football. A little bit of trickery on the play. Attempted a lateral pass on the return, kickoff return for the Bulldogs, something similar to the Music City Miracle that many of you may be familiar with from years ago, Lorenzo Neal and some of the Titans. You know, Neal threw the ball out. I can't even remember. Kevin Dyson, maybe. I'm not sure who the guy was that took it in. But the Bobcats tried that, but to no avail for them. Clay County will be on defense. That ball is spotted at the Bobcat 18-yard line. Well, they'll take over with 6 minutes and 15 seconds remaining here in the contest. Clay County leads 40-12.
You know, when we got behind the sticks there after the big Ogletree run, we went to there for the first time tonight, and it was a good one. 48-yard touchdown to Markham.
Cobble gets a snap, little option play to Gore to the right side. He's dancing and prancing, makes two men miss, and then lowers his shoulder. No more dancing and prancing. He runs over a Bulldog and goes out of bounds at the 30-yard line. First down for Gore. Slow developing play there for the Bobcats, but an effective one. Ball is at the Bobcat 30-yard line, 6 minutes and less now as the clock is ticking remain here in the game. We did mention that a few minutes ago that Clay County had been named, Clay County High School had been named a reward school for their growth in academics. Very proud of that, 3 out of the last 4 years.
Great achievement. We had some great leadership there, including Miss White at principal and now Mr. Upchurch. And yourself, Daniel, you should take some credit for yourself.
Well, Cottle throws now, and he had a man, but if I was incomplete on second down, I just do want to take a minute to talk about that. Certainly, any time in the high school's been fortunate to be granted a few honors these last couple of years. We've got a great staff of teachers up there. But not only there, at Hermitage Springs School, at Salina K-8 School, they have a part in that success too. They taught those students, the teachers in their building obviously are teaching them now, but also the students, they're the ones that take the test. You know, it's a team effort from, you know, the director down to the janitors and the school bus drivers. Everybody's involved in some way in those successes and just very proud of everybody. Here we are, Cottle looking to pass on second and 10. He evades the rush, steps up in the pocket, and that has a nice throw. And it's going to be intercepted by Matt Jacoby. The senior defensive back gets what I believe is his first interception of the year. And Clay County will now take over around their own 30-yard line. We'll have to see where it's spotted. Nice play by Jacoby Cottle, kind of desperation. I won't call him a Hail Mary, but he kind of just heaved it up for anybody that wanted to take it. And Jacoby liked the look of it. He came down with it.
He did. You know, it was nice talking to that young man earlier today. Nice young man. And I talked about the spark he'd brought to the Bulldogs this year. It's with plays like that, you know, block kicks, making an interception on defense, a big run on offense. So he's really brought a lot in his senior year to this Bulldog team.
He has, Thomas. I'm glad you mentioned that. The ball sits now at the Bulldog 35 where they take over. Ashok's under center. Actually, that may be Birchie did on the relief, and it was. The ball went on the ground. We saw at the end of the South Creek game last week, bad snap exchanges between Bryce and Birchie, the freshman reserve quarterback, and the center, and that's what happened right then. So a loss of yardage on the play. Second, we'll call it 14 for the Dogs as the ball now sits at the Bulldog 31-yard line. That is Bryson Burchett in playing quarterback. I see 20 Donaldson into the wing back. Still see the big guys up front. Still see Joseph Short, Zach Strong. You got Watson, the rest of that starting offensive line. Nice opportunity for Burchett to get the play behind those offensive starters. Burchett gets the snap this time. Tall sweep to Gabe Hinch around left side, but he's met by about five Bobcats. And it's going to be a loss of yardage for him on the play as the ball is now spotted on the Bulldog 30-yard line. Clay County on their first two plays from scrimmage this drive have managed to lose 5 yards. The first one, however, was a botched snap, so they didn't get a chance to gain much yardage on it. Under 4 minutes now remain here in Burgestown. Clay County's going to win this, and we've had the feeling they would for a while. We'll stay with action here to make sure we call the yard lines and keep a good stat tally, but we may talk a little bit about next week in the waning moments of this game. Third and 15 now. Burchett's under center, double wing set. Ball snap, he's in motion. Giving up the fullback, I guess that's 18 Walker, and yes, it is Wesley Walker, his first carry of the season, and it was a nice one. Carried the ball all the way out to the 41-yard line. However, it was third and 15, so still not a first down for the Bulldogs, but Walker picked up 11 on the play to set up fourth and four, and the ball is spotted, as we say, at the 41-yard line. And Coach Bates and his staff are calling for the punt team, so Joseph Jovan goes out, and Joseph's going to be able to get his full leg into this one. He's had to hold back and try to face his last couple punts for field position. He can boom this one if he wishes. Jovan gets a snap. He does punt. Ball's off. It bounces. Takes a nice Bulldog roll. It's going to be down at approximately the 33-yard line, and Bobcats will take over there with 2:40 left.
You mentioned this game's out of hand. It's just what we needed. It just took a little while to get there tonight, Daniel. That first half, you know, you say that Pickett County won't go away. Well, they had a pretty good start, too.
They did. This is not enough to six deep in the first quarter.
They did. Made it a game early. But it has turned out the way we needed it to. We got the reserves in here, got some time to let the guys rest and set up that big matchup we were talking about in the pregame.
It's not an official region championship game, but it is for the region championship. It's the regular season finale between the number one place, the Gordonsville Tigers, number two place, Clay County Bulldogs. That's going to be next Friday, though. Ball snap by the Bobcats, and Gore, the running back, is going to be taken down. That thing was, we said, started at the Bobcat 33. And the running backs carried the football out to now the Bobcat 47-yard line. So first down pickup for the Bobcats. 2 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in this game. Clay County has kind of put it away with a lead of 40-12. First and 10 for Pickett County.
Yeah, I agree. It's not a postseason championship game coming next week against the Tigers.
Some associations do, you know, region championship games, kind of like we're doing basketball or whatever. Kyle looks to pass now. Throws the football. Oh, tipped away. That defender was Dakota McGee. Nice job by the junior who's on his reserve. Go ahead and continue, Thomas. Your thought about next week's matchup?
Well, I think we had a score. We saw Jackson County giving Gordonsville a pretty good game. They lost some games early in the season. This is not just a dominating Tiger team that we're used to seeing. So there's a shot there if Clay County can put it all together to come away with this thing.
I agree. If the Tigers play their typical game, it will take one of our better efforts on the season to get it. But we've got it to do. We've not played our best game yet.
I agree.
So here we are. Pickett County going to snap the football. It does set at the Bobcat 48-yard line, and it's on the ground. Connell had to go to his knees to pick it up. As soon as he touched that football with his knee down, he was officially down. No sack on the play for a Bulldog defender, but a big loss for the Bobcats. And now it sets at their own 37-yard line. 1 minute and 40 seconds remain here.
Guys, just so the folks at home know that Gordonsville lost to Jackson County tonight by a score of 35-18.
That's a huge 35-18. The Blue Devils doubled up the Tigers there.
You know, we were worried about us looking forward to that game. It sounds like Gordonsville
very possible
might have been doing the same thing.
Ball being snapped now for the Bobcats. It's a pitch-out pass. Gore's looking to pass. I don't know if he'll be able to under the duress of the Bulldog defenders. And his own man takes him down. He was scrambling in the backfield. An offensive lineman that was working hard to try to provide protection for him accidentally ran into him. So they'll lose yardage on the play. The ball was snapped to the 37-yard line. Now it sets at the Bobcat 32-yard line. Lost a five on the play. Hate to see that for those guys.
I do. You know, you talked about the Blue Devils beating the Tigers there. That kind of brings another element into it, you know. It's going to make the Tigers a little more hungry.
Yeah, I hated to hear that score.
I really did, too. You know, it's a game that we can compete in. You know, we haven't been up against anybody all season long, except for maybe Mount Juliet Christian. A little bit of the Joe Burns, they ran it down the throat and made us like it, but we're a formidable opponent.
Bobcat snapped the ball, and Cottle just threw a desperation Hail Mary, and it was intercepted again by Matt Jacoby. Jacoby with two interceptions here in the last few minutes, 13 seconds remain. I'm satisfied that Bryson Burchett will take a knee, or perhaps we'll hand it off to one of our wingbacks, but we're fixing to see the last play from scrimmage in this contest. Clay County leads 40-12. Thomas, I liked where you was going with that thought about Gordonsville. Guess, you know, let's hold on to that thought. And during our post-game show that we hope you guys will stay on there to hear after we play some ads once this game concludes, we'll give a full opinion and analysis of that upcoming region championship game next week. Love to say that. It's been a while since we could say that for Clay County.
In the last 10 seconds, I do want to mention Vern Story again for riding this truck for us.
We are on top of a moving truck here.
It's
Clay County
a great vantage point for us here tonight as they do hand off. I think that was to Walker.
Walker on the carry, the fullback, and time does expire here at Pickett County High School. Ladies and gentlemen, Clay County has just moved to 6-3 on this season. They are guaranteed a winning record for the first time since 2008. Very excited about that. We guaranteed a solid spot in the playoffs here. It would have been possible tonight with a loss to Pickett County and a loss next week to Gordonsville that we didn't qualify. That's been fully solidified, and we're going to go to break here. Clay County won 40-12. We're going to put together some numbers, come back and do a brief post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's USCellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Back to school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop. T-insert number C-0026.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We've returned here for our brief post-game show on the Horizon Sports Network. And we will start off by saying Clay County did win here tonight over the Pickett County Bobcats by a score 40-12. So Clay County moves to 16-1 overall against the Pickett County Bobcats historically. Well, lost to them back in 1951, in case you're wondering when that loss was. A lot of good action here tonight. A lot of Bulldogs found the end zone. A lot of good stats that we want to share with you. We will start off by saying, while these guys finish up their stuff, that Pickett County will be facing Gordonsville next week at John Teeples Field. That's our final regular season home game. And ladies and gentlemen, if we win that thing, we finish as Region 4 single-A champs, and we'll host a playoff game at John Teeples Field for the first time ever in history. Salina High School has hosted many home playoff games, but we've never done it. It's Clay County High School at John Teeples Field. We'll talk more about that as we wrap up our post-game show at this time. Coach Edwards, do you have anything that you'd like to share concerning Pickett County's offense during the second half? I know you had some first-half totals.
Well, Caudill was 10 of 30 for 188 yards, two touchdowns and three interceptions, two of those coming late in the game just on, just slinging it downfield, hoping somebody wearing black would catch it. Leading rusher was Gore, just like at halftime, 12 carries for 60 yards. I guess the thing that stands out to me the most was just the sloppiness of the play, really on both sides,
both
guys.
Sides.
I hate to be the I hate to talk negative, but Pickett 13 penalties for 112 yards, Clay 8 penalties for 75 yards.
Because I don't almost 200 yards of penalties combined. That may be a record in terms of any game I can recall that we played in recent memory.
And, you know, there were two times during the game where there were offsetting penalties. So, you know, those don't count, but, opportunity to have even more penalty yards. I think we got to clean some stuff up next week for getting ready for the Tigers.
Certainly, the turnovers that we committed and the penalties need to be non-existent to beat, as I opened up the broadcast, I said the mighty Gordonsville Tigers, who did fall tonight to Jackson County. Before we talk about that, though, let's stay on this one. Thomas?
Yeah, I'll give you a quick scoring summary, but I am going to call this is our post-game show, but let's call it the Stories Automotive post-game show. There's no doubt about that. Thanks to our friend Lee Bowles, who hooked us up with Vern over there at Stories, brought the truck in for us. So, we want to say thank you to them. We've had a great view here atop it tonight.
Maybe the best view of the season, really, from where we're sitting at.
Close to the sideline, pretty good height. We are sitting on the infield here at Pickett County High School on top of a moving truck that was provided by the folks Thomas just mentioned. And
right,
we are very
right between home plate and pitcher's mound.
We are.
That's right. quick scoring summary. The game started off with that defensive score we talked about in the beginning. Pick six from Jared Markham, 6-0 at the 8:40 mark. But Pickett County answered quickly, made it 6-6 with 4:07 remaining in the first quarter. And then we saw Seth Ogletree, who kind of came alive in this game. First time we've seen him in several outings. Seth breaks one for 50 yards and follows it up with a one-yard touchdown to make it 12-6 with 1:56 remaining in the first. So a lot of touchdowns in the first quarter, 12-6, and then Will Ogletree breaks two long runs but fumbles before he goes to the end zone. Senior Joseph Short, senior center, defensive lineman, falls on it, gets his first touchdown in his career to make it 20-6 at the six-minute mark. And then right before the half, Ashlock put it all together. We talked about it. He was 6-for-6 on the drive, including the two-point conversion. Covered 80 yards, I think I remember. Brought him down the field and hit Emerton right before the half for 21 yards out. And then Ogletree for the two-point conversion to make it 28-6 at the break. That was a huge score.
It was. That drive started at the Bulldog 22. So it would have been a 78-yard drive. We had a 5-yard penalty in there with it, so an 83-yard drive to pay dirt for the Dogs.
In about 40 seconds.
Yes, very efficient. We commented on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show about Jake's leadership that he showed, and you know, you call a quarterback in that situation a field general, and that's what he was doing.
He was. Hope we'll see more of that moving forward. And then in the second half, saw Seth Ogletree again. He took that little counter play that we've been kind of calling for, we haven't seen in quite some time, and he took it to the house 53 yards out to make it 34-6. And then there's Peak County again. Like you said, they don't quit, Daniel. And a long 84, 86-yard touchdown pass from Caldwell to make it 34-12 late. And then we go to there one time in the second half. Ashlock finds Markham for 48 yards out, 40-12, your final score.
Yeah, an exciting night here at Burgestown. Jake Ashlock eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark during this game.
He did, and I'll go right into that. He finished 10 for 14 for 183 yards, the one touchdown to Markham, and another touchdown to Emerton, and then did have two interceptions that were kind of crucial early in the game, but didn't amount to much over this final score.
One was on a fourth down, as I recall, almost served as a punt, and Jake's played well. If you drop back to throw it enough times, you're going to throw some interceptions, no matter how good they are, is immune to that.
So almost 200 yards through the air. We ended up with 279 yards on the ground on 27 rushes and two touchdowns. Seth Ogletree had those, and he was the leading rusher, touched it five times, 110 yards, Daniel, in the two touchdowns.
22-yard average there.
That's pretty impressive. And then jumping around the board, Will Ogletree had a pretty big night, too. Got it on two runs, maybe three, had a 15-yard to go with it. Five carries for 74 yards. Your second man, Gabe Henson, came in, had three carries for 40 yards, had broke one for 32 yards, so a pretty good night for him. Markham kind of bottled up, wasn't the feature back tonight, four carries for 19 yards. Matt Jacoby, five carries for 21 yards. And then you got some of the reserves coming in. Wesley Walker, two carries for 13 yards. And McGee had two carries for 5 yards. Quickly on the defensive side of the ball, a lot of penalties, a lot of incomplete balls, as you said, 10 for 30 or something like that. So there's 20 plays. So not a lot of tackles tonight. We got Cherry with three and a sack. Maxfield had five. Donaldson, one. Zach Strong, one. B.J. Emerton, one. Markham had his interception for the touchdown. Goad had four tackles and two huge sacks. Also drew a holding call. It had probably been another sack. And a big night for the freshman. The other freshman, Copeland, had three tackles. Eli Watson, one. Will Ogletree, one. James Short, the senior, two. Walker came in and trash time had two. McGee, two. And then Jacoby had the two INTs.
Yeah, nice night for Jacoby. Finishing up on – he's had some good moments offensively and had those interceptions on the defensive side of the football. So, very good night for Clay County. It's always nice to get a win, and especially in convincing fashion here against Pickett County, a 28-point margin of victory in the 40-12 win. Let's go ahead and do one final Budget Pest Control scoreboard update for those of you that are still with us.
Final scores, gentlemen. Jackson County 35, Gordonsville 18, as we talked about a few minutes ago. Red Bull and Springs fell to Joe Burns, 20-7. Monterey, 51, Republic, 0. Watertown, 14, Smith County, 12. And Macon County, 27, Upperman, 27. That game is currently in overtime.
Ooh.
Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Extermination is our vocation.
Pretty exciting Budget Pest Control scoreboard update there. I'm going to talk about the one score that matters to me, and that's the Gordonsville game. That's who we've got next Friday. We're back at home the way we like it. I would rather Gordonsville have won that game tonight against Jackson County and had some false hope, or not false hope, but just some elevated confidence. Yeah, coming into it. With that loss to the Blue Devils, and congratulations to Coach Loftus, the Gordonsville, a fine football team. With that loss, you can bet that that's going to bring them back to earth. It's been a while since they had lost, perhaps since the first two games of the season. And Gordonsville's going to be ready for us, but guess what? We're going to be ready for them. Everything on the line next Friday night.
For all the world, you know what I think? I think we play two in a row at home. That's where I want to be.
I like it. We certainly will. We'll go through that one more time. If we beat Gordonsville next Friday night, we will finish as outright Region 4A champs, and we'll host the number 4 seed out of Region 3, which will be either Copper Basin or Lookout Valley, at Salina 2 weeks from tonight. If we drop the game to Gordonsville next Friday night, and Monterey and Joe Burns win their contest, we will finish in a 3-way tie for second place, all of us having 4-2 region records. We've already looked at that. Joe Burns will finish in second place. They will have the tiebreaker due to their overall wins. And then we will take third place because we will have beaten Monterey in the head-to-head tiebreaker. So a Bulldog loss next Friday night will put us third in the region. We will travel to number 2 team out of Region 3, which will most likely be Whipple. That actually may be set in stone already that they'll be number 2. But we're not planning on that. We're planning on, like Thomas said, 2 weeks in a row at John Temple's Field and beating the Tigers, one of our more familiar foes, next Friday night back in town. Guys, final thoughts from you guys before we sign off tonight from Birchtown?
Just one more shout-out to Vern over at Stories Automotive and Lee Bowles for putting it all together for us. Pretty neat situation sitting on top of this truck here. Made for a great venue for us tonight.
It did. Certainly so. You know, 2 years from now when we return to Pickett County, we'll try to call on those guys again. Ladies and gentlemen, for the final time tonight, this is Daniel Strong, your play-by-play announcer. The Bulldogs did win 40-12 over the Pickett County Bobcats. And for producer Rob Edwards, analyst Thomas Weaver, and the rest of us here at the Horizon Sports Network, we will say good night.